KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
To stop it from breaking. So I would take a look for that while you're peeking around, because this could be a very easy fix.
No, I'm going to have to go give those options a try.
Yeah, good luck with that, Leroy. We have a similar situation in the front room, which is my youngest bedroom, and I don't understand. His room is always 1,000 degrees, but it's the same rate of airflow coming out of his ductwork. Maybe I feel like his just gets the most amount of sun in the day. It's on the front of the house, and it's just struggling to keep up. But poor kid, I swear, when we had no AC for weeks, he was begging to keep the window unit after everything got fixed. He's like, I just love it. It's so cold.
I bet.
Yeah, I was like, nah, little dude, we got it. I was like, that window faces the front of the house. Do you know what it looks like with the AC sticking out the front of the house? But, but yeah, I get it. Good luck with that, Leroy. I'm sure we're going to pin down this mystery and get that room nice and chilly.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Home sales this spring hit their slowest pace since 2012. Yikes. That is thanks to high mortgage rates, affordability struggles, economic uncertainty. That's a lot. Coming up, we're going to break down what this means for home projects, seller timing, and how homeowners can benefit in a shifting real estate market. That's next right here on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and expose just nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we have had a super hot summer here in the Northeast and practically all over the country. You know, that summer sun and all that backyard traffic can take a toll on your driveway. So before the fall arrives, give your concrete or asphalt surfaces a pressure wash, repair any cracks, apply a sealant. This simple maintenance can help prevent water intrusion, which is especially important during that freeze-thaw cycle because it really can wreak a lot of havoc there on those surfaces. So give us a call with how we can lend you a hand. Jim, who's up?
All right, we've got Margaret now, who is going to go to the movies with you and I. Leslie, I think that's what she's talking about. She's got a question about popcorn ceilings that are getting dirty.
Yeah, I wish that was about a movie. Sorry, Margaret.
This is real life.
I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
There's a couple of solutions, but let's talk about the popcorn ceiling here. Do you like it? Do you want to keep it? I mean, if it wasn't so dirty looking, would you be like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I love my popcorn ceiling.
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, that's great. Generally, people don't like the popcorn ceiling.
The second time, yeah.
they're not that into them anymore, which, I get it.
Heck yeah.
So what you would have to do is, first of all, let's just check and see if it's truly a popcorn ceiling or if it's more of like a texturized stucco. If it is a true popcorn ceiling, it's going to kind of flake off if you scrape at it. If it's a texturized stucco, it is on there. So with a traditional popcorn, you're going to get one of those little water sprayers, like a light-duty paint sprayer or garden sprayer. You just simply put water in it, and you spray the ceiling and saturate that popcorn ceiling. And then you can take the widest spackling blade you can find and sort of just start gently peeling, scraping away at that popcorn ceiling. And I would say that you want to go gently because you don't want to gouge up or scratch up that ceiling, because once you've got the popcorn texture off, there's going to be more work to do if you've been dealing with that, you know, roughness with that spackling blade. But it should generally do a good job. Then I would say if that works, once you're happy with how it looks, you want to let it dry, you want to prime it really, really well, and then you'll be able to paint it.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to go ahead and keep this?
All right, well, if you want to keep the popcorn ceiling, then you don't actually clean it, because once you put water on it, it starts to come apart. You would paint over it. It's not a difficult project. There are rollers that are made specifically for a textured ceiling like that. It's sort of like a slotted or like almost like a spun cut foam. It looks like a spiral ham. And basically when you put the paint on it and roll over that popcorn texture, those slats in the foam roller kind of open up and go around each of those textury bumps of the popcorn. So it's doing a good job of repainting it without removing it. Well, whichever way you go, lady, I hope it is the popcorn or not popcorn ceiling of your dreams, okay? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, spring is usually the busiest time for buying and selling homes, but 2025 was different. In fact, it marked the slowest spring real estate season in over a decade, with fewer home sale contracts signed from April through June than in any other year since 2012, from a very recent Bloomberg report. Now, what's causing this downturn? There's really three key factors here. Mortgage rates remain stubbornly high. I mean, they're hovering around 6.8%, sometimes higher, depending on where you're looking. And that's making monthly payments significantly steeper than those pandemic-era deals. Now, economic uncertainties, including trade tensions, inflation, this has left a lot of buyers on the sidelines. Remember, price alone doesn't erase uncertainty. And lastly, affordability feels worse than it has in decades, freezing potential first-time buyers out of the market and fueling a resurgence in demand for rentals. Now, despite the slowdown, prices aren't collapsing yet. And part of that is because sellers are pulling listings, tightening the inventory, preventing sharp declines in value. And at the same time, inventory across the country rose sharply by almost 20% year over year, giving buyers a little bit more negotiating power. But what does this all mean for you as a homeowner or as a DIYer? If, say, you're in the middle of a renovation, you may find more favorable pricing or incentives, especially on materials or labor. For a seller, it's a reminder that price alone doesn't close a deal. Prepping the home, staging, and timing are even more critical right now. And for everyone, it's a market reminder being strategic and staying informed is more important than ever. It'll be interesting to see how these numbers shake out for the rest of the year, so we shall see. I mean, I certainly don't see anything affected price-wise in the area I live. There's probably 4 houses on the market in my town, and they are selling well above asking, which is pricing everybody out. So
yeah,
see what happens next. All right, Jim, who's up next?
Leslie, we now have Larry on the line. That's 3 L's in one sentence right there. And he's dealing with an invasive species to the sewer lines. And I think you know we're talking about tree roots. Fill us in, Larry.
This is not roots growing from outside the house underneath. When they graded the land, some roots were left underneath, and the roots continued to grow into the sewer line, feeding on the waste.
Yeah, you know, that happens, and it's happened before. It kind of depends on that type of waste pipe. Some waste pipes are more susceptible for roots to get into them. For example, if you have a really old house, some of the lines that go underground, before they were replaced, they were clay pipes. And the clay pipes, the roots could kind of just bust right into the joints. And if you have a PVC pipe today, they're all glued together. They don't get in there as easily. But is that what you're dealing with? Are you getting backups from the roots?
Yeah, and what they tell me, they think I send a camera down there, and you can actually see the pipes separated.
All right, I mean, that makes sense. That's how they're getting in there, right?
So I got them coming out. They're going to jackhammer the floor, and it's in the middle of the friggin' house, and, you know.
Well, there is another way to do that where you don't have to break up the floor. It's certain companies do a liner system, and they kind of, gosh, it's almost like a flexible dryer hose that they kind of put into the other pipe.
It's kind of like a sock. It's like a real long sock that grows.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
And they put it inside the other pipe and just kind of line the interior with this other product. It gets pressurized with the water and it hardens. And I mean, it's, maybe it's even fiberglass. So it kind of forms like a permanent structure on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then this way they don't have to break up the floor. There doesn't have to be other carpentry projects involved. And it's just sort of re-lining the interior of the pipe to be a new pipe.
And it's usually a lot less expensive, Leslie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's just less disruptive. So I would start first by finding a pro that does that method and then say, hey, is this good for our situation?
I'm 76, and I've been in the construction business my whole life. And sometimes you have answers to stuff I've never even heard of.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We're so glad you're listening, and we're so glad we learned something new together and you're able to try this out for your house. It's always a pleasure to share this info. So thank you so much for the kind words, and good luck with your project.
And remember our motto, it's okay, Leslie, we don't live there.
I think you mean you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
Ah.
All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, now we've got Ken on the line. He's got a question regarding countertops at his home. Fill us in, won't you, Ken?
Well, I have a quartz countertop that we had installed professionally probably 12 years ago, but one of the seams has broken loose, and I'm trying to figure out how to get that seam sealed again or get it glued back together again. Is there a way I can do that?
All right. So, Ken, what you're saying is maybe there's movement on these two sort of granite slabs and it's causing the seam to open up. Could be just like some expansion and contraction.
It's over the dishwasher, and I put too much pressure on it, and it broke the seam loose, some weight on it. So I'm just trying to get it sealed, glued back together again.
Ah, all right. Now we're getting the real story. It's kind of a tough job for you to do on your own because you're not going to have access to the materials that those solid surface, those stone guys are going to use. But they probably used an epoxy-like seal when they first put it together. Right now, I would think all you want to do is stop moisture from getting in there so you don't get mold growth and that kind of thing. But if you want to actually repair it, you're probably just going to have to go back to a pro. And as you've discovered, there's really two issues here. There's whatever structurally allowed it to bend like that with the pressure on it. And you want to make sure that it's getting beefed up. Otherwise, it could happen again. And then, of course, you'll have to get the seam resealed once more. So those are the steps involved, but I don't feel like these are kind of DIY projects because I just don't think you're going to have the tools and the materials that you're going to need to get the job done. Granite work is super specialized.
Okay. Well, I noticed underneath there is no support. It's a seam that's out in an open area. So that was one thing that really bothered me because it's dropped down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue. There's not the correct support, and maybe you climbed on it in a spot where there wasn't support. I mean, all of it kind of, you know, goes hand in hand to the issue you're having. So the pro would come in, and if you go back to the guys that did the kitchen, if you can, go back to the guys that installed the cabinets and the framework and then the granite guys, and maybe together they can reinforce what's underneath and then repair the seam on the granite. And it's probably over this time, maybe that granite needs to be resealed. 12 years for sure. If you've never sealed it again, now's a great time to have that surface sort of restored, retouched. And it's a sealant that they'll have, the granite guys in-house, and it does a wonderful job of making that surface super durable, not as absorbent of like oil and tomato sauces and that kind of stuff. But that's what you're going to want to do here.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Ken. You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim just put that in my brain. So 888-MONEY-PIT for, you know, myself and everybody else who might get confused. Give us a call so we can lend a hand. Coming up, are you thinking of going solar? Well, here's a little known tip. Your roof matters just as much as your solar panels. So coming up, we're going to share why metal roofs are the ultimate foundation for solar, offering long-term savings, energy efficiency, and unbeatable durability. Whether you live in a snowy area, a stormy zone, or you're just looking for the best bang for your buck, we have got you covered. Next on the Money Pit.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Always Marine.
Here's what happens when you pick winners and losers in a free market economy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Biden gave car manufacturer Rivian $6 billion. Now, Rivian is losing $41,000 for every car sold. That is not a business model.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I am Leslie Segretti. You know, it's almost the end of August, and the long hours of sunlight are definitely starting to shorten. As the days start to get shorter, you want to check your outdoor lighting. You can swap out old bulbs with bright, energy-efficient LEDs. You can consider adding solar-powered path lights or motion sensors around entryways. It's a small project that adds safety, ambiance, and better visibility as evenings start creeping in sooner. And I can feel those crisp, cool evenings coming. All right, fall.
Excellent.
Yeah. Jim, let's get back to the phones. What's the number? 888-MONEY-PIT?
It is.
888-MONEY-PIT. Give us a call.
In my mind, Leslie, I'm going to Carolina, where we have Kim, who has some weed issues. What's going on there?
We had trouble with weed, and it was never a trouble before, but it we have had trouble finding what we used to have and want to know if it is outdated or no longer safe to use for the environment.
Oh, do you mean like a weed killer?
Well, no, it's not a weed killer because we try not to put anything down in the ground other than to kill the fire ants.
But your goal ultimately is to get rid of those weeds, right?
We used to use a black plastic. The black plastic would keep the weeds gone, just literally gone. And the plants would actually flourish from the root system being gently baked, we'll use the term. But now all you can find is that thin fiber stuff almost.
Well, listen, if it's worked for you in the past, I don't see why it shouldn't keep working for you in the future. And certainly if it's available and it's safe, then go ahead and use it. Now, if you're talking about weed block, which is like a fabric, that's totally not a treatment. It's something that's designed to cover the whole surface or to be just below the surface, and it does work very well. But generally, when you put the block out, you put slits in it because that's how the plants grow through it. They don't grow under it. Now, if you're talking about a lawn, there are other ways to deal with the massive influx of weeds. If your lawn is in a really bad way and completely full of weeds, I would recommend kind of a radical step called a Roundup restoration, and you basically spray the entire lawn with the Roundup product in the fall. And by the way, in the fall, if you spray the entire lawn, and then as that lawn starts to die out, you put seed on it, that seed comes up through the original dead lawn, and then by spring, you have a beautiful, new, green, thick, lush, beautiful lawn without a weed in sight. So there's a couple of ways to approach it, but either way, I think is fine. If you can identify the plastic and use it again, great. I see nothing wrong with doing that. But if you want to use a weed block, that's also fine. But you have to have cuts in it for those plants to grow through. Or if you just want to restore the entire lawn from scratch, start with Roundup restoration, and then you're going to have a whole brand new lawn. I mean, you're not going to have a lawn for a little while, but eventually you'll have a lawn. All right, Kim, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Thinking about going solar? Well, before you invest in the panels, it's time to look up because your roof plays a huge role in how well that solar works. And when it comes to durability, energy performance, and long-term savings, a metal roof is hands down the best partner for solar panels. Now, here's why. First up, longevity that aligns with the solar lifespan. Most solar panels last about 25 to 30 years. That's right in the same ballpark as a quality metal roof, which can last 40 to 70 years. That means you're not going to be tearing off your roof midlife just to replace it under your panels. It's a huge cost and a hassle saver. Now, easy mounting, no need for penetrations. Many standing seam metal roofs will allow solar systems to be mounted without drilling a hole. Instead, a bracket can be attached directly to those seams. Now, that's going to preserve your roof's integrity and the warranty while simplifying the installation, and that is a big win. Next up is superior energy efficiency. Metal roofs reflect solar radiation naturally, and they can be coated with cool roof finishes that's going to keep your home cooler and your AC costs lower. Combine that with solar production, and you've got a powerful energy-saving double whammy. Now, there's also built-in weather and fire resistance. Whether it's hail, hurricanes, or wildfire risk, Metal has got you covered. It's rated for fire resistance Class A and can stand up to Class 4 hail. And with proper underlayment and clips, it's the roof most likely to survive extreme weather. And with solar tech getting lighter and more efficient, Metal strength makes it ideal for long-term support. Lastly, less maintenance equals more peace of mind. Once installed, both your solar and your Metal roof, they're super low maintenance, they're durable, they're cost effective. And that means more time enjoying those energy savings and less time worrying about roof repairs or shingle replacements. If you're investing in solar, it makes sense to invest in the right roofing partner too. And if you're already due for a re-roof, now's the time to plan for both together. Want to explore your options? The Metal Roofing Alliance has a free buyer's guide that walks you through regional needs, styles, energy benefits, and more. Just head to metalroofing.com. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Is your garage still packed with summer chaos? Beach chairs, garden tools, mystery sports gear. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple seasonal garage reset can save time, reclaim space, and get you organized for fall. It's one weekend project with big rewards next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Give us a call with all of your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, I think we're going to make this a thing.
Are we? Good.
Let's try it this hour, and if people like it, and maybe if we don't get any calls, then we know it was bad. We'll go back to 888-MONEY-PIT next week. But for now, 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kind of rolls off the tongue.
I like it. All right, guys, you know, before the weather turns, now's the perfect time to give your home's exterior a little facelift. You can touch up chipped trim, railings, doors, and shutters with a fresh coat of paint. Not only does it improve your curb appeal, but it also helps protect wood surfaces from the elements. You want to choose quick-drying outdoor paints to beat the clock before that fall rain comes rolling in. Jim, who do we have up next on the Money Pit?
We're going to head over to Tennessee, Leslie. We've got Michael waiting patiently. He's looking to take on a painting project. I understand you want to paint some siding. Can you be a little more specific, please?
It's a vinyl siding, and I understand you can paint aluminum siding, but I didn't know how well vinyl siding would take to that.
All right. Well, vinyl siding, Michael, that can be a little tricky because you're probably going to need like a special product. So you're going to need a primer because you want it to really stick. And if you want to paint vinyl siding, there are specific sets of steps that you need to go through. First of all, you have to make sure it's super clean. And that applies really to any painting project, whether it's wood or aluminum or vinyl siding. You just have to start with a clean surface. So we're talking no mold, no mildew, no chalky buildup, no dirt. Then you want to find a primer and a paint, and I would stay within the same manufacturer family. So if you go with Benjamin Moore, stick with Benjamin Moore. If you go with Sherwin-Williams, stick with that. So it's primer to paint, same manufacturer, because you're going to get the best adhesion. They're meant to work together. Now, you want to look for something called a vinyl-safe color. They're generally lighter because the darker the color, the more opportunity there is for that siding to overheat and warp, and that's going to affect the adhesion of the paint to that final surface. You're probably going to need a couple of coats. And when you apply it, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can use a paint sprayer or a roller, but you are going to end up needing a brush to get all of those edges. But yeah, I would say start on one side of the house so you can get a good system down. Maybe don't start directly on the front where if you have an issue, everybody's going to see it forever and ever. Start on a more discreet side of the house. Make sure you get the process down right. And then go ahead and finish the remaining sides. And I would work section by section, but like a whole section rather than just like a little tiny spot because it's never going to dry the same. So one time, one side of the house per day or per few days. And then you'll see it's actually a great project and your house is going to have a whole brand spanking new life.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, as the summer winds down and the days get shorter, your garage can quickly go from a well-used hub of warm weather gear to a cluttered mess of hoses and tools and beach chairs and random sports equipment because, you know, boys have to play every single sport and they all involve like a weird bucket and like a variety of balls. Like, what the heck? But before the fall hits full force, now is the perfect time for a garage clean out and a seasonal swap. First of all, you want to clear everything out. This is always the worst part of the garage chore because you have to just take everything out. And I mean it, everything. It might seem like a hassle, but it really gives you a chance to see what you have, identify duplicates, toss, donate things you don't use any longer. It's an important part. Now, while that garage is empty and the floor is clear, sweep out all the debris, the cobwebs, the dirt, use a leaf blower to clear the corners and a hose to pressure wash, you know, for grime in the garage. This is your best shot at hitting those spots that you normally can't get to. Now, as you're starting to reload, you want to group items by season. So stow away summer gear like beach chairs, pool toys, garden tools, stuff that you don't need. You want to label bins, use clear containers so you can see what's inside, and move all of those summer things back and the fall winter essentials to the front. Leaf blowers, rakes, firewood bins, snow melt if you're in a colder part of the country. Now, once you're sort of looking at what you've got left, think about the storage system. If you're short on shelving or hooks, now's the time to install those wall-mounted systems, overhead racks, even pegboards. You want to kind of keep that floor clear and keep that gear accessible. Even a simple row of labeled bins or a magnetic strip for tools can make a huge difference. And then, safety first, guys, you want to double-check that flammable items like gas canisters or propane tanks are stored properly and be sure that tools like hedge trimmers or chainsaws are cleaned, sharpened, and then safely put away. A seasonal garage reset helps you make space, save time, and avoid last-minute scrambles for that leaf blower or the rake when the leaves start to drop. Plus, it's a great way to kind of mentally shift from summer chaos to a more organized, fall-ready mindset. All right, before we head to the garage, let's head to the phones. Jim, who's up next?
Okay, it looks like Humpty Dumpty's going to bite it and have a great fall over at Howard's house unless we can help him out. What's going on, Howard?
House is old, about 30 years old, and I assume the retaining wall is probably similar in length. There are two walls. There's one about 6 bricks high and then a 3-foot-deep flower bed, and then another brick wall, about landscaping brick wall, about 4 bricks high with another 3 feet behind that of shrubbery, no flowers. And it's, it's been lean, and I noticed it last year, and I thought it might go away, and it's not.
The thing here that happens with these sort of retaining walls that have these sort of landscaping areas, you know, behind them or within them, is that that soil over time fills with water. It's going to be very moist, damp. All of that soil is going to kind of expand and push against the wall. And then if it gets cold, it can kind of freeze and push out even more. So season after season, it just kind of pushes on that retaining wall a little bit more, a little bit more. It's not a structural issue per se because it's landscaping brick, but eventually you do have to replace it.
Okay, so you need to tear it down and rebuild it.
Yeah, and you know what? There are other types of retaining walls that you can construct that are designed not to lean. For example, there are different types of block wall. There's like a fancy block wall, precast concrete block walls that go together like puzzle pieces, you know, kind of one on top of another, and they lean back as you go because they stack up one next to the one, and it doesn't kind of stick out quite as far, if that makes sense. And even though those are rather permanent, they're installed, it's, you know, it's a little bit more permanent, but a basic brick wall will eventually lean and fall over. It's just, you know, it's connected as one piece. That's what happens.
Well, when I say brick, it's probably 4 to 5 inches thick and deep.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's just the process of construction, the movement of the soil, and, you know, time. It's bound to happen.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that project.
If your walls are feeling a little worn out after a long, hot summer, don't worry. Leslie's got a super simple, super stylish DIY trick that can completely transform your space in one afternoon with zero mess or stress. Find out how peel and stick decor can freshen up your home. Coming up on Leslie's Last Word right here on The Money Pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
You feel like faith is about doing for other people and believing in people. And in order to serve other people and try to make the world a better place, you have to believe inherently that people are good and that you can have hope and in change and social justice. For me, that's what faith is. It's believing that people are inherently good and that we can solve hard things together.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author,
columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now to see what's going on in that email inbox. I mean, we get a lot of emails here at The Money Pit, and we don't always get time to sit down and answer them, so let's do some now. Jim, who's up?
Here's one. Ashley wrote in saying, I need to replace my water softener, and I'm debating buying one that uses salt and one that doesn't. What would you recommend?
Well, hard water buildup normally comes from minerals that are in your home's water supply. It's also called limescale. Kind of sticks to your pipes. It sticks inside water-using appliances. And then it sort of shortens their life and the efficiency of those appliances. Personally, though, I'm a fan of salt-free water softeners. There's a product called Easy Water that we've worked with for a while, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know how magnets kind of repel one another when the two positive sides are pressed together? Well, that's what Easy Water technology does. It kind of works like that. The water comes into your house. Easy Water creates kind of this magnetic field within the water, and then it pushes those hard water particles apart. This way, they can't stick together. If they don't stick together, then they can't clog up your system. So I think that's probably a pretty good option, and it's also a heck of a lot less expensive than using a salt system, which you constantly have to refill. So that's definitely something you want to look into, Ashley. It's important to make sure that this is taken care of, because monitoring the type of water that's coming in and treating it to work effectively and efficiently in your home is much better and more cost effective than replacing that dishwasher, replacing the clothes washer, the dryer, you know, all of those things that get gunked up with the water. So definitely important. I mean, how often do you need to replace a shower head? Not that often if you have not hard water. So good luck with that. We hope this helps you out.
If you know anything about Leslie, you know she's a nut for peel and stick everything. So she's here with a fun, decor-refreshing, super low financial commitment that can bring a lot of style for not a lot of money. Leslie shares tips on this project in today's segment of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, as summer winds down, it's the perfect time to give your home a quick and stylish refresh. And the best part? You don't need a full renovation or a big budget to make a huge impact. Now, one of our favorite DIY upgrades right now is peel and stick wallpaper, or even peel and stick backsplash tiles. Now, these products have come a long way. They are modern, trendy, they're easy to install, and just as easy to remove, making them ideal for renters, first-timers, or commitment phobes. Listen, it's okay. Now, if you're looking to update a tired entryway, you can add a bold peel and stick wallpaper to one wall, and you've instantly created a welcoming vibe. You want to dress up your kitchen without picking up a tile saw? Faux tile backsplashes in Subway, mosaic, even marble patterns can be installed in a single afternoon, heck, an hour, with just a level and a pair of scissors. And these are both also great for furniture makeovers. You can wrap a dresser drawer front, you can put it in the back on the sort of inside of a bookshelf, or you can cover the risers on a staircase for a custom designer look without the designer price tag. And because it's so easy to apply and reposition, this is a project you can totally tackle while the kids are at school, or even with them as a creative weekend project. So if your walls or your mood are feeling a little blah after a long summer, this is a fast, affordable, and fun way to roll into fall with style. I love it. You do know that I put like peel and stick Harry Potter wallpaper in my bathroom, right? And I have one bathroom, so it's not like I could be like, this one's the Harry Potter one. No, the only one is the Harry Potter one. And I love it. until I don't, and then it becomes something else crazy.
Nice.
All right, guys, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. We started off with some smart ways to prep your home for solar by pairing it with a durable, energy-efficient metal roof, perfect for just about any climate. Then we rolled up our sleeves for a little late summer cleanup and tackled your garage, organizing everything and getting ready for the fall. We'll see you next week here on the Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo. 60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Angela Torres served as a Navy medic for two deployments, treating everything from battlefield wounds to homesickness. When she came back to rural Arkansas, she realized the need for health care didn't end with service. Many of her neighbors couldn't make the 90-minute drive to a hospital, so she bought an old RV on Craigslist, painted it white with a red cross, and turned it into a mobile clinic. Now, she rolls through towns like Hackett and Waldron twice a week, offering free blood pressure checks, vaccinations, and even mental health screenings. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A redrawn congressional map favoring the GOP is now a done deal.
The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leading congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to quickly sign it into law, though Democrats have vowed to challenge it in court. President Trump has been pushing for the map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm elections. It has five new districts that would favor Republicans. The effort by Trump and Texas's Republican majority legislature prompted state Democrats to hold a two-week walkout and flee the state. It also kicked off a wave of redistricting efforts across the country. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is threatening to remove the mayor of Washington, D.C. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After ordering a federal takeover of the D.C. police force, the president is boasting about a safer nation's capital, and he has a warning for Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It was unsafe, it was horrible, and Mayor Bowser better get her act straight or she won't be mayor very long because we'll take it over with the federal government, run it like it's supposed to be run.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon has ordered National Guard troops patrolling the streets of D.C. to start carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Immigration officials say they intend to deport Kilmar Abrego-Garcia to Uganda after he declined to offer to be deported to Costa Rica in exchange for remaining in jail and pleading guilty to human smuggling charges. His defense attorneys wrote in a Saturday court filing that the Costa Rica offer came Thursday when it was clear that he would likely be released the following day. After Abrego-Garcia left jail Friday, the Department of Homeland Security notified his attorneys that he would be deported to Uganda and should be reported to immigration authorities on Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
The jockey who rode horse racing's most iconic stallion to fame, has died.
Hall of Fame jockey Ron Turcotte, who rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown in 1973, has died. He was 84. Turcotte's family said that the Canada-born jockey died of natural causes at his home in Drummond, New Brunswick on Friday. Turcotte won the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes twice each from 1965 to 1973 before his riding career ended when he fell off a horse and suffered injuries that made him paraplegic. Secretariat's record time in the Belmont still stands 52 years later. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Maria Sharapova has entered the International Tennis Hall of Fame, with Serena Williams introducing her at the ceremony last night. Williams surprised the crowd and honored Sharapova as a former rival, former fan, and forever friend. She praised her for pushing her to do her best. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California could become the first state to require restaurants to post common food allergens in each menu item.
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens: milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out, with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
I'm Donna Water.
Both Menendez brothers are being denied parole in California. A San Diego parole turned down Lyle Menendez's request for parole last night, a day after his brother Eric was also denied. 3 months ago, they were resentenced to 50 years in life. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works.
You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Your basement needs a pump, or your place looks like a dump. Give it a money pit, money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by the Metal Roofing Alliance. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and I'm joined by Jim Kenzie, our amazing senior producer. We are wrapping up this phase of summer, also known as the holy cow, we need to get some stuff done time of year. We've got a great show planned for you this hour, so let's get to it. Because holy cow, we got a lot of stuff we got to get to right before the summer's over.
No doubt.
Now, here's not the best of news. Home sales this spring hit their lowest pace since 2012, thanks to high mortgage rates, affordability struggles, economic uncertainty. So coming up, we're going to break down what this means for home projects, seller timing, and how a homeowner can benefit in this shifting real estate market. So some interesting info there. And are you thinking about going solar? Well, here's a little known tip. Your roof matters just as much as those panels. So coming up, we're going to share why metal roofs are the ultimate foundation for solar, offering long-term savings, energy efficiency, and unbeatable durability. Whether you're in snow country, storm zones, or you just want to get the best bang for your buck, we have got your roof covered.
I see what you did there.
And is your garage still packed with summer chaos? Beach chairs, garden tools, mystery sports gear. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple seasonal garage reset can save time, reclaim space, and get you organized for the fall. It's one weekend project with big rewards. So give us a call now at 888 Money Pit so we can see what you are working on and we can lend a hand. Jim, who's first?
Okay, we've got Michelle from Michigan with moles. Stealing your routine,
Leslie. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And, you know, I think, Jim, that you would very much like Michigan.
You think? What's going on, Michelle?
Well, I have about an acre and a half of backyard. Well, actually an acre, not quite a half. But I have moles constantly coming from my neighbor's yard and tearing up, and they're living under my patio.
All right, well, you know why they're coming to your yard is because your yard has the tasty treats that they really like. I mean, the reason that moles do show up is because the food source is there, and they love grubs, and you might not see them. They live in the dirt underneath the lawn, and that's what the moles are eating. So the trick of getting rid of the moles is to get rid of the grubs.
Now, how would I go about by doing that? Because I've done everything I could possibly think of. Spraying, putting things down, even a few homeopathic things, but nothing seems to be working.
Well, there's a couple of different products that you could use, and they do a great job of treating the grub situation. One of them you can find at your local home center. It's called Grub X. It's an application that you put on the lawn, and they're going to get rid of the grubs. It's not going to happen, like, immediately, but it starts to get rid of the grubs slowly, and then the moles kind of figure out that there's nothing yummy to eat there, and then they go somewhere else. So it's not like a, boom, I treated it. Yeah, it's, oh, I treated it. Why are they still here? Oh, it seems like there's less. Oh, look at that. They're all gone.
Yeah, it takes a while, but it does work.
Yeah. Have you tried anything like that?
I was trying to do something where I wouldn't hurt them, but they're really hurting my yard.
I mean, it's really simple. You're eliminating their food source, so they're going to go somewhere else to eat. It's not like you're starving anybody. You know, it's like you're just forcing the grubs to, you're just forcing the moles to move elsewhere where the grubs are, not at your house.
Okay. Great. Then I'll have to give that a try.
All right. Definitely give it a try. It does work. Good luck with your project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, Leslie, in the Lone Star State, we have Leroy on the line.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. What's going on, Leroy?
All the AC vents in the house work just fine with blowing out, you know, cold, you know, fast air, except for our one back bedroom, which is our smallest room. Barely any air blows out of it, and I don't know what might be going on with the ducting up there, or, you know, like I said, barely any air blows out there, and that, you know, smallest room should be getting the coldest, but it's actually getting the hottest.
Is this room the farthest away from where that AC is located?
No, it's probably the second closest.
Wow, it's all right, it's the second closest. So if that's the case, there's no reason why you should be getting such a reduced amount of airflow. It sounds to me like maybe there's a kink in the ductwork for some reason. Maybe there's a blockage for some reason. Is there any way that you could take that register off and maybe with a flashlight and a mirror you can look down the whole line of the duct and see if there's anything obvious that's blocking it? I can't imagine what it might be, but if it got kinked, maybe when it first went in, who knows? It could have been like this since day one, and that would definitely cause the problem. If it's the second closest to the air conditioner, you should not be having restricted airflow.
Right, and that's what I was kind of thinking, but I figured I'd ask somebody that knows a little bit more about the stuff than I do.
You know, the other thing is where it comes off of the air conditioning. You may want to try to follow the ducts at some point, because somewhere there's a damper in that ductwork where you can control the airflow. And there's a small chance, I mean, if not, you know, not really a huge chance, but a small chance that you could have a damper on that line and it's partially shut. And sometimes they put dampers on the line so that they can adjust the amount of air going to different parts of the house. Now, if you see a damper, it's going to be inside of the duct. You're not going to see the actual damper, but you will see the axle on which that damper operates. And that axle is going to have a flat on the end of it, and the flat is perpendicular to the duct if it's closed, and it's parallel to the duct if it's open. So you want to look for that. It's going to have a little handle on it, usually a little hand-tight nut as well to stop it from breaking. So I would take a look for that while you're peeking around, because this could be a very easy fix.
No, I'm going to have to go give those options a try.
Yeah, good luck with that, Leroy. We have a similar situation in the front room, which is my youngest bedroom, and I don't understand. His room is always 1,000 degrees, but it's the same rate of airflow coming out of his ductwork. Maybe I feel like his just gets the most amount of sun in the day. It's on the front of the house, and it's just struggling to keep up. But poor kid, I swear, when we had no AC for weeks, he was begging to keep the window unit after everything got fixed. He's like, I just love it. It's so cold.
I bet.
Yeah, I was like, nah, little dude, we got it. I was like, that window faces the front of the house. Do you know what it looks like with the AC sticking out the front of the house? But, but yeah, I get it. Good luck with that, Leroy. I'm sure we're going to pin down this mystery and get that room nice and chilly.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Home sales this spring hit their slowest pace since 2012. Yikes. That is thanks to high mortgage rates, affordability struggles, economic uncertainty. That's a lot. Coming up, we're going to break down what this means for home projects, seller timing, and how homeowners can benefit in a shifting real estate market. That's next right here on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax roof restoration treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards, and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we have had a super hot summer here in the Northeast and practically all over the country. You know, that summer sun and all that backyard traffic can take a toll on your driveway. So before the fall arrives, give your concrete or asphalt surfaces a pressure wash, repair any cracks, apply a sealant. This simple maintenance can help prevent water intrusion, which is especially important during that freeze-thaw cycle because it really can wreak a lot of havoc there on those surfaces. So give us a call with how we can lend you a hand. Jim, who's up?
All right, we've got Margaret now, who is going to go to the movies with you and I, Leslie. I think that's what she's talking about. She's got a question about popcorn ceilings that are getting dirty.
Yeah, I wish that was about a movie. Sorry, Margaret.
This is real life.
I'd like to know what I can do about my popcorn ceilings. They're getting dirty. They're 20 years old.
There's a couple of solutions, but let's talk about the popcorn ceiling here. Do you like it? Do you want to keep it? I mean, if it wasn't so dirty looking, would you be like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I love my popcorn ceiling.
I would not like to keep them no more.
All right. Well, that's great. Generally, people don't like the popcorn ceiling.
The second time, yeah.
they're not that into them anymore, which, I get it.
Heck yeah.
So what you would have to do is, first of all, let's just check and see if it's truly a popcorn ceiling or if it's more of like a texturized stucco. If it is a true popcorn ceiling, it's going to kind of flake off if you scrape at it. If it's a texturized stucco, it is on there. So with a traditional popcorn, you're going to get one of those little water sprayers, like a light-duty paint sprayer or garden sprayer. You just simply put water in it and you spray the ceiling and saturate that popcorn ceiling. And then you can take the widest spackling blade you can find and sort of just start gently peeling, scraping away at that popcorn ceiling. And I would say that you want to go gently because you don't want to gouge up or scratch up that ceiling, because once you've got the popcorn texture off, there's going to be more work to do if you've been dealing with that, you know, roughness with that spackling blade. But it should generally do a good job. Then I would say if that works, once you're happy with how it looks, you want to let it dry, you want to prime it really, really well, and then you'll be able to paint it.
Okay. How do I go about cleaning if I decide to just go ahead and keep this?
All right, well, if you want to keep the popcorn ceiling, then you don't actually clean it, because once you put water on it, it starts to come apart. You would paint over it. It's not a difficult project. There are rollers that are made specifically for a textured ceiling like that. It's sort of like a slotted or like almost like a spun cut foam. It looks like a spiral ham. And basically when you put the paint on it and roll over that popcorn texture, those slats in the foam roller kind of open up and go around each of those textury bumps of the popcorn. So it's doing a good job of repainting it without removing it. Well, whichever way you go, lady, I hope it is the popcorn or not popcorn ceiling of your dreams, okay? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, spring is usually the busiest time for buying and selling homes, but 2025 was different. In fact, it marked the slowest spring real estate season in over a decade, with fewer home sale contracts signed from April through June than in any other year since 2012, from a very recent Bloomberg report. Now, what's causing this downturn? There's really three key factors here. Mortgage rates remain stubbornly high. I mean, they're hovering around 6.8%, sometimes higher, depending on where you're looking. And that's making monthly payments significantly steeper than those pandemic-era deals. Now, economic uncertainties, including trade tensions, inflation, this has left a lot of buyers on the sidelines. Remember, price alone doesn't erase uncertainty. And lastly, affordability feels worse than it has in decades, freezing potential first-time buyers out of the market and fueling a resurgence in demand for rentals. Now, despite the slowdown, prices aren't collapsing yet. And part of that is because sellers are pulling listings, tightening the inventory, preventing sharp declines in value. And at the same time, inventory across the country rose sharply by almost 20% year over year, giving buyers a little bit more negotiating power. But what does this all mean for you as a homeowner or as a DIYer? If, say, you're in the middle of a renovation, you may find more favorable pricing or incentives, especially on materials or labor. For a seller, it's a reminder that price alone doesn't close a deal. Prepping the home, staging, and timing are even more critical right now. And for everyone, it's a market reminder being strategic and staying informed is more important than ever. It'll be interesting to see how these numbers shake out for the rest of the year. So we shall see. I mean, I certainly don't see anything affected price-wise in the area I live. There's probably 4 houses on the market in my town, and they are selling well above asking, which is pricing everybody out. So
yeah.
See what happens next. All right, Jim, who's up next?
Leslie, we now have Larry on the line. That's 3 L's in one sentence right there. And he's dealing with an invasive species to the sewer lines. And I think you know we're talking about tree roots. Fill us in, Larry.
This is not roots growing from outside the house underneath. When they graded the land, some roots were left underneath, and the roots continued to grow into the sewer line, feeding on the waste.
Yeah, you know, that happens, and it's happened before. It kind of depends on that type of waste pipe. Some waste pipes are more susceptible for roots to get into them. For example, if you have a really old house, some of the lines that go underground, before they were replaced, they were clay pipes. And the clay pipes, the roots could kind of just bust right into the joints. And if you have a PVC pipe today, they're all glued together. They don't get in there as easily. But is that what you're dealing with? Are you getting backups from the roots?
Yeah, and what they tell me, I send a camera down there, and you can actually see the pipes separating.
All right, I mean, that makes sense. That's how they're getting in there, right?
So I got them coming out. They're going to jackhammer the floor, and it's in the middle of the friggin' house, and, you know.
Well, there is another way to do that where you don't have to break up the floor. It's certain
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
New together, and you're able to try this out for your house. It's always a pleasure to share this info, so thank you so much for the kind words, and good luck with your project.
And remember our motto, it's okay, Leslie, we don't live there.
I think you mean you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, now we've got Ken on the line. He's got a question regarding countertops at his home. Fill us in, won't you, Ken?
Well, I have a quartz countertop that we had installed professionally probably 12 years ago, but one of the seams has broken loose, and I'm trying to figure out how to get that seam sealed again or get it glued back together again. Is there a way I can do that?
All right. So, Ken, what you're saying is maybe there's movement on these two sort of granite slabs and it's causing the seam to open up. Could be just like some expansion and contraction.
It's over the dishwasher. And I put too much pressure on it, and it broke the seam loose, some weight on it. So I'm just trying to get it sealed, glued back together again.
All right. Now we're getting the real story. It's kind of a tough job for you to do on your own because you're not going to have access to the materials that those solid surface, those stone guys are going to use. But they probably used an epoxy-like seal when they first put it together. Right now, I would think all you want to do is stop moisture from getting in there so you don't get mold growth and that kind of thing. But if you want to actually repair it, you're probably just going to have to go back to a pro. And as you've discovered, there's really two issues here. There's whatever structurally allowed it to bend like that with the pressure on it. And you want to make sure that it's getting beefed up. Otherwise, it could happen again. And then, of course, you'll have to get the seam resealed once more. So those are the steps involved. But I don't feel like these are kind of DIY projects because I just don't think you're going to have the tools and the materials that you're going to need to get the job done. Granite work is super specialized.
Okay. Well, I noticed underneath there is no support. It's a seam that's out in an open area. So that was one thing that really bothered me because it's dropped down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue. There's not the correct support, and maybe you climbed on it in a spot where there wasn't support. I mean, all of it kind of, you know, goes hand in hand to the issue you're having. So the pro would come in, and if you go back to the guys that did the kitchen, if you can, go back to the guys that installed the cabinets and the framework and then the granite guys, and maybe together they can reinforce what's underneath and then repair the seam on the granite. And it's probably over this time, maybe that granite needs to be resealed. 12 years for sure. If you've never sealed it again, now's a great time to have that surface sort of restored, retouched. And it's a sealant that they'll have, the granite guys in-house, and it does a wonderful job of making that surface super durable, not as absorbent of like oil and tomato sauces and that kind of stuff. But that's what you're going to want to do here.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Ken. You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim just put that in my brain. So 888-MONEY-PIT for, you know, myself and everybody else who might get confused. Give us a call so we can lend a hand. Coming up, are you thinking of going solar? Well, here's a little known tip. Your roof matters just as much as your solar panels. So coming up, we're going to share why metal roofs are the ultimate foundation for solar, offering long-term savings, energy efficiency, and unbeatable durability. Whether you live in a snowy area, a stormy zone, or you're just looking for the best bang for your buck, we have got you covered. Next on the Money Pit.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Here's what happens when you pick winners and losers in a free market economy.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Biden gave car manufacturer Rivian $6 billion. Now Rivian is losing $41,000 for every car sold. That is not a business model.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration to look paperwork and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I am Leslie Segretti. You know, it's almost the end of August, and the long hours of sunlight are definitely starting to shorten. As the days start to get shorter, you want to check your outdoor lighting. You can swap out old bulbs with bright, energy-efficient LEDs. You can consider adding solar-powered path lights or motion sensors around entryways. It's a small project that adds safety, ambiance, and better visibility as evenings start creeping in sooner. And I can feel those crisp, cool evenings coming. All right, fall.
Excellent.
Yeah. Jim, let's get back to the phones. What's the number? 888-MONEY-PIT?
It is.
888-MONEY-PIT. Give us a call.
In my mind, Leslie, I'm going to Carolina, where we have Kim, who has some weed issues. What's going on there?
We had trouble with weed, and it was never a trouble before, but it we have had trouble finding what we used to have and want to know if it is outdated or no longer safe to use for the environment.
Oh, do you mean like a weed killer?
Well, no, it's not a weed killer because we try not to put anything down in the ground other than to kill the fire ants.
But your goal ultimately is to get rid of those weeds, right?
We used to use a black plastic. The black plastic would keep the weeds gone, just literally gone. And the plants would actually flourish from the root system being gently baked, we'll use the term. But now all you can find is that thin fiber stuff, almost
Well, listen, if it's worked for you in the past, I don't see why it shouldn't keep working for you in the future. And certainly if it's available and it's safe, then go ahead and use it. Now, if you're talking about Weed Block, which is like a fabric, that's totally not a treatment. It's something that's designed to cover the whole surface or to be just below the surface, and it does work very well. But generally, when you put the block out, you put slits in it because that's how the plants grow through it. They don't grow under it. Now, if you're talking about a lawn, there are other ways to deal with a massive influx of weeds. If your lawn is in a really bad way and completely full of weeds, I would recommend kind of a radical step called a Roundup restoration, and you basically spray the entire lawn with the Roundup product in the fall. And by the way, in the fall, if you spray the entire lawn, and then as that lawn starts to die out, you put seed on it, that seed comes up through the original dead lawn, and then by spring, you have a beautiful new green, thick, lush, beautiful lawn without a weed in sight. So there's a couple of ways to approach it, but either way, I think is fine. If you can identify the plastic and use it again, great. I see nothing wrong with doing that. But if you want to use a Weed Block, that's also fine. But you have to have cuts in it for those plants to grow through. Or if you just want to restore the entire lawn from scratch, start with Roundup restoration, and then you're going to have a whole brand new lawn. I mean, you're not going to have a lawn for a little while, but eventually you'll have a lawn. All right, Kim, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Thinking about going solar? Well, before you invest in the panels, it's time to look up, because your roof plays a huge role in how well that solar works. And when it comes to durability, energy performance, and long-term savings, a metal roof is hands down the best partner for solar panels. Now, here's why. First up, longevity that aligns with the solar lifespan. Most solar panels last about 25 to 30 years. That's right in the same ballpark as a quality metal roof, which can last 40 to 70 years. That means you're not going to be tearing off your roof midlife just to replace it under your panels. It's a huge cost and a hassle saver. Now, easy mounting, no need for penetrations. Many standing seam metal roofs will allow solar systems to be mounted without drilling a hole. Instead, a bracket can be attached directly to those seams. Now, that's going to preserve your roof's integrity and the warranty while simplifying the installation, and that is a big win. Next up is superior energy efficiency. Metal roofs reflect solar radiation naturally, and they can be coated with cool roof finishes that's going to keep your home cooler and your AC costs lower. Combine that with solar production, and you've got a powerful energy-saving double whammy. Now, there's also built-in weather and fire resistance. Whether it's hail, hurricanes, or wildfire risk, metal has got you covered. It's rated for fire resistance Class A and can stand up to Class 4 hail, and with proper underlayment and clips, it's the roof most likely to survive extreme weather. And with solar tech getting lighter and more efficient, metal strength makes it ideal for long-term support. Lastly, less maintenance equals more peace of mind. Once installed, both your solar and your metal roof, they're super low maintenance, they're durable, they're cost-effective. And that means more time enjoying those energy savings and less time worrying about roof repairs or shingle replacements. If you're investing in solar, it makes sense to invest in the right roofing partner too. And if you're already due for a re-roof, now's the time to plan for both together. Want to explore your options? The Metal Roofing Alliance has a free buyer's guide that walks you through regional needs, styles, energy benefits, and more. Just head to metalroofing.com. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Is your garage still packed with summer chaos? Beach chairs, garden tools, mystery sports gear. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple seasonal garage reset can save time, reclaim space, and get you organized for fall. It's one weekend project with big rewards next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex RainEscape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex RainEscape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainEscape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Give us a call with all of your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, I think we're going to make this a thing.
Are we? Good.
Let's try it this hour, and if people like it, and maybe if we don't get any calls, then we know it was bad. We'll go back to 888-MONEY-PIT next week. But for now, 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kind of rolls off the tongue.
I like it. All right, guys, you know, before the weather turns, now's the perfect time to give your home's exterior a little facelift. You can touch up chipped trim, railings, doors, and shutters with a fresh coat of paint. Not only does it improve your curb appeal, but it also helps protect wood surfaces from the elements. You want to choose quick-drying outdoor paints to beat the clock before that fall rain comes rolling in. Jim, who do we have up next on the Money Pit?
We're going to head over to Tennessee, Leslie. We've got Michael waiting patiently. He's looking to take on a painting project. I understand you want to paint some siding. Can you be a little more specific, please?
It's a vinyl siding, and I understand you can paint aluminum siding, but I didn't know how well vinyl siding would take to that.
All right. Well, vinyl siding, Michael, that can be a little tricky because you're probably going to need like a special product. So you're going to need a primer because you want it to really stick. And if you want to paint vinyl siding, there are specific sets of steps that you need to go through. First of all, you have to make sure it's super clean. And that applies really to any painting project, whether it's wood or aluminum or vinyl siding. You just have to start with a clean surface. So we're talking no mold, no mildew, no chalky buildup, no dirt.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
And random sports equipment because, you know, boys have to play every single sport and they all involve like a weird bucket and like a variety of balls. Like, what the heck? But before the fall hits full force, now is the perfect time for a garage clean out and a seasonal swap. First of all, you want to clear everything out. This is always the worst part of the garage chore because you have to just take everything out. And I mean it, everything. It might seem like a hassle, but it really gives you a chance to see what you have, identify duplicates, toss, donate things you don't use any longer. It's an important part. Now, while that garage is empty and the floor is clear, sweep out all the debris, the cobwebs, the dirt. Use a leaf blower to clear the corners and a hose to pressure wash, you know, for grime in the garage. This is your best shot at hitting those spots that you normally can't get to. Now, as you're starting to reload, you want to group items by season. So stow away summer gear like beach chairs, pool toys, garden tools, stuff that you don't need. You want to label bins, use clear containers so you can see what's inside, and move all of those summer things back and the fall winter essentials to the front. Leaf blowers, rakes, firewood bins, snow melt if you're in a colder part of the country. Now, once you're sort of looking at what you've got left, think about the storage system. If you're short on shelving or hooks, now's the time to install those wall-mounted systems, overhead racks, even pegboards. You want to kind of keep that floor clear and keep that gear accessible. Even a simple row of labeled bins or a magnetic strip for tools can make a huge difference. And then, safety first, guys, you want to double-check that flammable items like gas canisters or propane tanks are stored properly and be sure that tools like hedge trimmers or chainsaws are cleaned, sharpened, and then safely put away. A seasonal garage reset helps you make space, save time, and avoid last-minute scrambles for that leaf blower or the rake when the leaves start to drop. Plus, it's a great way to kind of mentally shift from summer chaos to a more organized, fall-ready mindset. All right, before we head to the garage, let's head to the phones. Jim, who's up next?
Okay, looks like Humpty Dumpty's going to bite it and have a great fall over at Howard's house unless we can help him out. What's going on, Howard?
House is old, about 30 years old, and I assume the retaining wall is probably similar in length. There are two walls. There's one about 6 bricks high and then a 3-foot-deep flower bed, and then another brick wall, about landscaping brick wall, about 4 bricks high with another 3 feet behind that of shrubbery, no flowers. And it's, yeah, it's been leaning. I noticed it last year, and I thought it might go away, and it's not.
The thing here that happens with these sort of retaining walls that have these sort of landscaping areas, you know, behind them or within them is that that soil over time fills with water. It's going to be very moist, damp. All of that soil is going to kind of expand and push against the wall. And then if it gets cold, it can kind of freeze and push out even more. So season after season, it just kind of pushes on that retaining wall a little bit more, a little bit more. It's not a structural issue per se because it's landscaping brick, but eventually you do have to replace it.
Okay, so you need to tear it down and rebuild it.
Yeah, and you know what? There are other types of retaining walls that you can construct that are designed not to lean. For example, there are different types of block wall. There's like a fancy block wall, precast concrete block walls that go together like puzzle pieces, you know, kind of one on top of another, and they lean back as you go because they stack up one next to the one, and it doesn't kind of stick out quite as far, if that makes sense. And even though those are rather permanent, they're installed, it's a little bit more permanent, but a basic brick wall will eventually lean and fall over. It's just, you know, it's connected as one piece. That's what happens.
Well, when I say brick, it's probably 4 to 5 inches thick and deep.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's just the process of construction, the movement of the soil, and, you know, time. It's bound to happen.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that project.
If your walls are feeling a little worn out after a long, hot summer, don't worry. Leslie's got a super simple, super stylish DIY trick that can completely transform your space in one afternoon with zero mess or stress. Find out how peel and stick decor can freshen up your home. Coming up on Leslie's Last Word right here on The Money Pit.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I love that you focused on that your mom introduced you to faith. How does that foundation influence who you are today? And what does faith mean to you now?
When I look back at my career in, as a lawyer or a nonprofit executive, I really do feel like faith is about doing for other people and believing in people. And in order to serve other people and try to make the world a better place, you have to believe inherently that people are good and that you can have hope and in change and social justice. For me, that's what faith is. It's believing that people are inherently good and that we can solve hard things together.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and on...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now to see what's going on in that email inbox. I mean, we get a lot of emails here at The Money Pit, and we don't always get time to sit down and answer them, so let's do some now. Jim, who's up?
Here's one. Ashley wrote in saying, I need to replace my water softener, and I'm debating buying one that uses salt and one that doesn't. What would you recommend?
Well, hard water buildup normally comes from minerals that are in your home's water supply. It's also called lime scale, kind of sticks to your pipes, it sticks inside water-using appliances, and then it sort of shortens their life and the efficiency of those appliances. Personally, though, I'm a fan of salt-free water softeners. There's a product called Easy Water that we've worked with for a while, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know how magnets kind of repel one another when the two positive sides are pressed together? Well, that's what Easy Water technology does. It kind of works like that. The water comes into your house. Easy Water creates kind of this magnetic field within the water, and then it pushes those hard water particles apart. This way, they can't stick together. If they don't stick together, then they can't clog up your system. So I think that's probably a pretty good option, and it's also a heck of a lot less expensive than using a salt system, which you constantly have to refill. So that's definitely something you want to look into, Ashley. it's important to make sure that this is taken care of, because monitoring the type of water that's coming in and treating it to work effectively and efficiently in your home is much better and more cost effective than replacing that dishwasher, replacing the clothes washer, the dryer, you know, all of those things that get gunked up with the water. So definitely important. I mean, how often do you need to replace a shower head? Not that often if you have not hard water. So good luck with that. We hope this helps you out.
If you know anything about Leslie, you know she's a nut for peel and stick everything. So she's here with a fun, decor refreshing, super low financial commitment that can bring a lot of style for not a lot of money. Leslie shares tips on this project in today's segment of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, as summer winds down, it's the perfect time to give your home a quick and stylish refresh. And the best part? You don't need a full renovation or a big budget to make a huge impact. Now, one of our favorite DIY upgrades right now is peel and stick wallpaper, or even peel and stick backsplash tiles. Now, these products have come a long way. They are modern, trendy, they're easy to install, and just as easy to remove, making them ideal for renters, first timers, or commitment phobes. Listen, it's okay. Now, if you're looking to update a tired entryway, you can add a bold peel and stick wallpaper to one wall, and you've instantly created a welcoming vibe. You want to dress up your kitchen without picking up a tile saw? Faux tile backsplashes in Subway, mosaic, even marble patterns can be installed in a single afternoon, heck, an hour, with just a level and a pair of scissors. And these are both also great for furniture makeovers. You can wrap a dresser drawer front, you can put it in the back on the sort of inside of a bookshelf, or you can cover the risers on a staircase for a custom designer look without the designer price tag. And because it's so easy to apply and reposition, this is a project you can totally tackle while the kids are at school, or even with them as a creative weekend project. So if your walls or your mood are feeling a little blah after a long summer, this is a fast, affordable, and fun way to roll into fall with style. I love it. You do know that I put like peel and stick Harry Potter wallpaper in my bathroom, right? And I have one bathroom, so it's not like I could be like, this one's the Harry Potter one. No, no. The only one is the Harry Potter one. And I love it until I don't, and then it becomes something else crazy.
Nice.
All right, guys, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. We started off with some smart ways to prep your home for solar by pairing it with a durable, energy-efficient metal roof, perfect for just about any climate. Then we rolled up our sleeves for a little late summer cleanup and tackled your garage, organizing everything and getting ready for the fall. We'll see you next week here on the Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT. Woo!
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifice.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Wow, what a week we've had already. So glad you're with us. Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery's going to join us. Break down what's happening in Venezuela. We got two or three, or maybe up to five destroyers off Venezuela's coast. Why? Well, the drug cartels are there. The gangs are there. And Maduro's there, this corrupt leader who refuses to leave even though he loses all these elections. And he's an enemy of America. And China is threatening us to back out. Unbelievable. In our hemisphere. Do you believe that? And Jonathan Turley is standing by. Not only is he going to stand by and tell us about what the president actually, about his decision, the decision yesterday to overturn the $500 million he owed in a civil judgment, but he's also about the raid of Ambassador Bolton's house, the former National Security Advisor to John Bolton, President Trump's first term, John Bolton there. So we've seen that they raided his office and they're raiding his house. It's still ongoing. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
The president obviously is recognizing this as going forward, knowing we could be in a much better place if Biden hadn't held back, one, the weapons themselves initially, and then two, how to use those weapons.
Yep, Joe Biden screwed this up from the get-go. That is General Jack Keane hours ago on Fox and Friends. Setback with Russia means Trump is ready to step up for Ukraine. We'll bring you the latest.
Number two.
They better look out. I sent 32 letters to mayors, multiple letters to these governors. They say that we're trying to tell them how to do their jobs. Yeah, we're trying to tell them to keep America safe, and they need to keep America safe.
Enough with the sanctuary cities. Border shutdown, illegal immigrant crackdown is proof Donald Trump is delivering. But now it's time, in my view, to accelerate the people coming into the country the right way. And green card holders doing things the right way, accelerate their admission. We need to inform people that there is a way to get into America.
Number one.
One of the things we're going to be redoing is your parks. I'm very good at grass because I have a lot of golf courses all over the place. I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world. And we're going to be regressing all of your parks, all brand new sprinkler systems.
And that's who the president's not kidding. He says we're going to crack down on crime. We're going to make this place beautiful. We got our 250th birthday party. This is the nation's capital. Graffiti off the dividers. We have these parks with actually the grass in them. And, Mr. President, by the way, start with the park across the street. It is a mess. Jonathan Turley joins us now. Fox News contributor J.B. Maurice C. Shapiro, professor of public interest of law at George Washington University Law School and author of The Indispensable Right. Jonathan, first off, your take on what we now know about the raid on John Bolton's house.
Well, we know less than we would want to. What we do know is that there was a raid this morning around 7 a.m., and we also know that there's a long history of disagreement between Bolton and the Trump administration, including the first Trump administration, over some of the content of his book. There was a pre-review process that all of these individuals have to go through. Obviously, there were disagreements during that process. And the suspicion is that this could possibly be tied to those lingering questions. Now, this search obviously is looking for material, likely documents. And so the assumption is that this is a search for classified material that Bolton is not allowed to have in his possession. Now, we'll find out more, I think, fairly soon. They're entitled to a copy of that warrant. They're also entitled to an inventory. That inventory is likely to contain anything in the house that has a digital memory or storage capacity.
So, Jonathan, the other thing is that's been informed to me that so he lost his security clearance a couple of days ago, right? Was it Tulsi Gabbard that took it away?
Right. So he was stripped of his security clearance. So he's not even entitled anymore to read or possess classified information, even in secure facilities.
So if he's at home with secured information that he can have as somebody with a security clearance, the minute he loses it, does he have to give up those documents? And are they trying to find something that would have been okay 2 days ago and now it's not okay?
It's extremely rare to have the right to possess classified documents in your home. I've had a top secret clearance off and on since the Reagan administration. And to get that type of clearance, you need a special authority And you also have to have a special level of protection in your home. So usually classified material is contained in what's called a SCIF, which is a secure room that it can't be penetrated with electronic devices, or obviously it's secured in safes, et cetera. So I would be surprised if he had authority to have any classified information in his home, even when he had a clearance.
So let's talk to about Washington, D.C., and what the president's doing now. The numbers are pretty staggering, the effect they've had already on crime in D.C. You know, there's no, they're counting all police activity, but since the president mobilized the National Guard and the FBI, 630 arrests, 251 illegal aliens taken into custody, 3 known gang members, 1 missing child recovered, 86 firearms. Last night, no murders. So sadly, that is news. He also wants to beautify the place. You know Washington, D.C. well. Was this necessary?
Well, the thing is, you know, many of us were surprised when Democratic politicians came out and said, oh, you know, we're not having a crisis in D.C. with crime. I don't know. I don't know of anyone that felt safe in Washington, D.C. I worry about my kids all the time, just going out to dinner. And there's long been allegations, including a person who was recently fired, that the D.C. police was essentially manipulating crime data to make it look like crime was on the decline. And what's clearly not on the decline are things like murder, which is extremely high in Washington, D.C. And some of this is sort of the relativism that comes out of the media that, you know, this isn't a crisis. This has been pretty much level with prior years, maybe a little higher on murder. The level of violence in D.C. would be considered a national crisis in any other country.
Right.
So we've sort of become desensitized to the fact that, you know, these types of killings are common in our capital.
So the thing that prompted this whole move, and President Trump said he was going to do it anyway, but I think after this 19-year-old Doge staffer, nicknamed Big Balls, he was on our channel a couple of times, he got beat up trying to stick up for his girlfriend and stop a carjacking. He got beat up almost to inch of his life. They captured 2 of the people. One's a girl, one's a guy. There's other people involved. A 15-year-old boy and a girl from Maryland arrested after the attempted unarmed carjacking. They sent the girl to a youth shelter and put the boy back to his house because they did said for him to get to school would have been a burden on the family to bring him back and forth from a detention center to school. That's the problem. These teenagers doing this stuff, no, there's no retribution. Is anything going to change?
I don't think anything is going to change in that sense. I mean, the fact is the only reason that these two weren't actually charged with murder is that this victim proved to be tougher than most. I mean, he had a beatdown that could very well have killed him. And anyone who would engage in that level of violence is obviously a threat to the community, regardless of your age. And so this is part and parcel of what we've seen in D.C. The assumption is that these people are going to get released, and they often do reoffend.
So I want you to hear what the question is it going to go beyond 30 days and will it go to another city that's having trouble with crime? Don't go to Baltimore. Things are great. Listen to the mayor. Cut 4.
When you have the president of the United States singling out black cities and black mayors of black cities, you can see how this is being fueled across the country, and they're adding fuel to the fire of something that we all know already exists. These folks are more and more comfortable.
He goes on to say this, cut 5.
The reality is that as you and I are talking this morning, Baltimore has the fewest amount of homicides through this date that we have seen on record. We have historic reductions in gun violence, and that's still not enough for us. The president is so far off base and wrong about this. D.C. has a 30% reduction in violent crime. And we're seeing that in all of these cities, not just here in Baltimore.
Well, this is going to bring a scrutiny on those records, and let alone let's just take him at his word that he's telling the truth. That is Mayor Brandon Scott. How far is Baltimore from your house?
Oh, it's very, you get there within an hour. And what's really troubling about this narrative, which a lot of Democratic leaders are repeating, that this is really racism, is that many of our cities obviously have black mayors. Some of them have a black majority or near majority. But to suggest that that's a reason why you that the president shouldn't demand lower crime levels is really problematic. I mean, most of this crime is being committed in poor areas. And, you know, the fact is that most, you know, white residents statistically have a lower chance of being a victim of a crime in their areas. So if you take this logic to its natural conclusion, it means that, well, you should just stay away from cities that are majority black or areas that are majority black. To me, that has its own racist connotations, right? So to me, that's saying, you know, just leave those areas alone. Let crime be rampant in those areas, and you focus on areas that are not black.
So Jonathan Turley, our guest, obviously. So that's one thing that's going to be interesting to see where the president goes next. J.D. Vance speculated, I won't play the soundbite because I'd rather hear from you, that Atlanta could be next with a Republican governor. Perhaps it might make sense. Will the president have trouble doing what he's doing in other cities that he's doing in D.C.?
Well, D.C. is obviously much easier because it's a federal enclave. There is no governor. The president can bring out the National Guard. Some of the pundits were suggesting it's somehow illegal. I never really did explain how they work that one out. When you go into an actual state, you do have the role of the governor. This became an issue in California. Obviously, if it's Georgia, you've got a governor who is likely to support these types of efforts. And so in places like Georgia, it may not be a problem. In places like California and other blue states, Illinois, the governors are likely to resist the effort.
But they're going to do it, and I guess see what happens. The president wants to restore law and order, and he wants to go into the troublesome areas. And a lot of the time, that is a Democratic mayor. I don't know many Republican mayors in major cities. I actually almost know none. The other area I want to bring you to is what's going on with sanctuary cities. Remember, in 2017, Jonathan, I was probably talking to you. As the president said, I want to make sanctuary cities unconstitutional, illegal, and it was challenged in court, and they were able to keep their sanctuary city status. What's different now as Pam Bondi goes after these sanctuary cities and states?
Well, the administration is taking a two-front approach to this. One is to say that if you are a sanctuary city and you are actively frustrating federal priorities and policies, we don't have to fund that, the federal government can pull back on money going to your city since you're fueling the problem. And then the second front is to say, if your conduct gets to the point of obstruction, that's a crime. And if you try to interfere with ICE and other agencies, we're going to proceed with a prosecution. We've already seen that, for example, with that judge that actively helped the guy flee from ICE. They're taking a very tough line on this. And so these cities and sanctuary states have got to be very careful. You know, the federal law does not, the Constitution does not require them to be, quote, commandeered, right? So the Supreme Court will support them to the extent that they say it's not our job to enforce federal law, and we have a right to decline to do that. But you cross the line when you take active steps to make it more difficult for federal authorities to carry out these laws.
Yeah, I guess they're going to go with 32 letters to these problematic sanctuary cities. I think they're going to try to take them apart one by one and put immense pressure on it. And with the ICE numbers going up and the border sealing up, I think there's going to be – this is not going away. So if you're a Democratic mayor – you got 3.5 years to ward off a guy that just wants to get illegal immigrants off your streets, beginning with the worst first. Jonathan, it's going to be interesting. We continue to also follow the Ambassador Bolton. They raided his house, did the FBI, and they raided his office. Jonathan Turley, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. See you.
All right, back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me. Like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night, too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A nonprofit called Kindness 911 is sweeping the nation with our men and women in blue, recognizing and celebrating small town heroes doing nice things. So if an officer spots someone doing something wonderful for someone else, like helping the elderly or brightening someone's day, they issue a kindness citation. With the help of social media, communities are seeing all sorts of sunshine spreading. Some of the stories out there include a grocery store worker who helped pay for someone's groceries, a coffee shop employee who greets customers every day with a smile, and a custodian who goes out of her way to take care of all the neglected plants around the school. Ed Richardson from the Spokane Police Department says he loves the program because it helps the department honor good people in the neighborhood. He says the uniform doesn't change who he is. He's always going to show compassion on the job. Well done, Kindness 911. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around to show me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Take a pause.
Maybe you've heard about how stretched the resources are for many animal shelters across the U.S., but maybe you can't take in any pets right now. You can still help, and it won't cost you much. Take Fiona Rohde in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. She loves sewing, and she's taking fabric scraps and turning them into dog beds for a local dog rescue.
So getting to, like, produce my own thing, and that thing that blesses people but also, like, connects with my loves and interests, it's really amazing.
She's done about 20 of them so far and says rescues are ready for more.
They are always in need, as many rescues are, of supplies, so blankets, food, pills, anything really, they'll take happily.
RealSimple.com says you can donate extra pet waste bags, litter boxes, old leashes, collars, and laundry supplies to your local shelter. And, of course, cash is welcome, too. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A talk show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I want to say this one more time so everyone understands. Ian Sams, who was the White House spokesperson for a significant amount of Joe Biden's time as president, interacted with him two times. In there, under oath, he interacted with the president two times, the entire time. The entire time he worked in the White House. That's astonishing.
It's astonishing, and it's unacceptable. If Reagan or Nixon or Clinton was not meeting with his spokesperson, who, by the way, was his attack dog. This guy, Ian Sams, was an animal. Yet he said, two Zoom calls and two meetings with Biden over the course of 4 years. So when things heated up and all the controversy about how what a terrible debate performance and Afghanistan collapse, this guy's tearing it up, ripping people, attacking you personally, going online, telling people you're wrong, threatening to get the stories right. And he's flat out lying. He's not even meeting with the president. So he's blindly defending a guy that can't speak. Listen to Ian Sams in the past going after, by the way, Robert Hur, who talked to him more to the President Biden longer than Ian Sams, and he was getting paid. Ian Sams was. Cut 37.
The gratuitous remarks that the former Attorney General talked about have naturally caught headlines and all of your attention. They're wrong, and they're inaccurate.
I think also on this issue of the memory, it's been selectively chopped up and edited and sent around because of the confusing way that report was written.
There is no case here. The president is innocent, and that was the conclusion of this case.
When I deal with him, he's sharp, he's asking tough questions, and he's speaking, I think maybe most importantly, speaking passionately about what matters to him.
Really shouting, if it's anything like his public statements, and he's talking about reflecting on two meetings. So they're easy to remember. That's the positive. And at least he was honest enough to say, I only met with him twice. You put this together. Now, who's left to meet? A lot of people. Kamala Harris could be next. Jeff Zients, the chief of staff. I mean, he's as culpable as anybody. Is he going to take the fifth? Here's James Comer on the significance of Ian Sams's revelations. Cut 36.
He communicated with Joe Biden two times. He saw Joe Biden, talked to Joe Biden two times, the entire stint as White House spokesperson. But yet he would every day tweet and issue statements from the podium of the White House, you know, combating everything that we were doing in the Oversight Committee with respect to the investigation, combating the Hur report, saying he didn't know. In fact, Robert Hur spent more time with Joe Biden than Ian Sams.
So, and Comer went on. He couldn't believe what he was hearing because he was getting some somewhat candid accounting of what happened behind the scenes. Now, what does this mean? It means it can never happen again. The Woodrow Wilson situation we talked about in history class. I remember learning about that in maybe seventh or eighth grade. You're going to be learning about Joe Biden and how they covered up for him. But most importantly, the thousands of commutations and clemency grants of violent criminals. Who was signing this stuff? Who decided no longer drilling for natural gas or fracking in Pennsylvania? He was shocked when Speaker Johnson told him, "You signed that order, Mr. President."
News Audio presents My Son Jeffrey, the Dahmer Family Tapes. He was one of America's most notorious serial killers. Now, never before heard family recordings offer new insight into the mind of Jeffrey Dahmer.
This next conversation is between Jeff and I.
My Son Jeffrey, the Dahmer Family Tapes podcast.
Absolutely nothing is too great not to be forgiven. Right.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires recently causing air quality issues in the U.S. And while unrelated, recent research says there's strong evidence to connect air pollution to dementia. The research published by British scientists in an interdisciplinary journal on planetary health says there's a statistically significant link between dementia and long-term exposure to three different types of air pollutants: fine particulate matter, nitrogen dioxide, and soot that comes from vehicle exhaust and burning wood. The researchers also say as levels of exposure increase, the risk for dementia also rises. Fine particulate matters can increase the risk as much as 17%. Long-term nitrogen dioxide ups the risk by 3%, and soot raised dementia onset risk by 13%. The research was done after studying data from about 30 million people over four continents. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason and the House Podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby and I'll thank you, and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That
yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yala Jalosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. An Australian woman who murdered three of her in-laws with a meal of toxic mushrooms also allegedly tried to murder her husband using poisoned pasta, a chicken curry, and a sandwich wrap for a year leading up to the fatal lunch. A judge on Friday lifted a gag order on pretrial evidence involving 50-year-old triple murderer Aaron Patterson. Part of that evidence was testimony from her husband, Simon, who had thought he was being poisoned on family camping trips between 2021 and 2022. One time, he says he even fell into a coma until part of his colon was removed. Patterson was initially charged with attempting to murder him, but those charges were later dropped. A jury last month, though, found Patterson lured her in-laws and another couple to their home in 2023 and poisoned their beef Wellingtons with death cap mushrooms. Three died, one survived. Simon was invited to that lunch, too, but declined the invite. Patterson will be sentenced later this month. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Jalusi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We have never talked about the need to seize any territories, neither Crimea, nor Donbass, nor Novorossiya, as territories have ever been our goal. Our goal was to protect Russian people who lived on these lands for centuries, discovered these lands, and shed blood for them.
If I could quote, I believe... some type of Adam Sandler movie. We're all dumber having heard that. Can you imagine this? Russia saying that our goal has never been to control Ukrainian land. That's all they've been doing is try to control the entire country. and they're not there to save Russian people. I don't know who he's talking to, but Sergei Lavrov continues to talk, and he's not making the peace process any easier. Joining us now is Jan Easterly, former United States Director of Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, retired Army officer with two Bronze Stars. Jan, welcome back.
Great to be here.
Well, welcome, I should say.
Yeah, great to be here.
First off, as we look at this conflict right now, as we're trying to bring it to an end, when you were trying to analyze what the Russian motives is, how much do you listen to the foreign secretary who's been there for decades?
Yeah. So in what I've been doing was very focused on Russia as a cyber threat. So as the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, we looked hard at what Russia was doing in terms of its cyber capabilities, specifically in Ukraine, and then against our own networks, federal networks. You remember SolarWinds. You remember some of the attacks around federal networks. But I was in Kyiv last year working with Ukrainian cyber defenders and those who were trying to shore up their critical infrastructure. And quite frankly, you could see the brutality and the vicious attacks, both kinetic and non-kinetic. So in terms of who to trust in the Russian government to include their foreign secretary, I'm not sure I would put any trust in that.
How capable are they within the cyber world? How
very capable. Very capable. You know, I put China at the top. China is really the pacing threat. But Russia has shown a real capability, particularly to go after Ukraine infrastructure, and a capability to go after our own infrastructure. The other thing, Brian, is Russia is safe haven for a lot of these criminal groups, right? These gangs that hang out in Eastern Europe. And that's big business. It's a multi-trillion dollar business. $10.5 trillion in cybercrime damages. If cybercrime was a country, it would be behind GDP in U.S. and China. And a lot of that is devastating U.S. businesses, large and small, these ransomware attacks, hospitals, schools. So we got to look at Russia as giving safe haven to these gangs, but also in terms of their capability to come after us and after Ukraine.
So what about North Korea?
Yeah, very serious threat as well. North Korea, and this is underreported, but really fascinating. What they've been doing is putting fake IT workers and getting them hired into Fortune 500 companies using stolen identities. And they're collecting money and then shuttling it back to Pyongyang. Actually, FBI just rolled up a server farm that basically was helping to support these North Korean IT workers. It's been a really big deal. So great on the FBI, but we need to do more of these actions to impose costs, you know, including sanctions.
So the one thing that people talk about is, well, the Russians never attacked a NATO nation, but they have through cyber attacks.
Oh, absolutely.
All over the Baltics.
Absolutely.
Didn't they just try to punish Estonia for moving a statue with a cyber attack?
Yeah, that was big in 2007, and they've done a lot since then. So there's a bunch of reasons to be concerned about Russia. I mean, as you said yourself, this is bigger than Ukraine. This is about pushing back on authoritarian aggression. This is about supporting democracy. But really, all of this is connected at the end of the day. The defense of Ukraine against Russia is really the deterrence of China against Taiwan. So there's a lot of signaling going on here. And that's why it's so important that the president get this deal. And I was very encouraged by what I saw in the beginning of the week with the meeting with President Zelensky and the rest of the European leaders. Look, America is best when it's showing leadership and strength, and that matters. Mm-hmm. And history shows that with a strong America and strong allies, we will be safer and more secure.
Well, NATO's got the message.
Yeah.
They no longer can sit there and say and think that Russia's not a threat. They have the message. And adding those two countries has been great. They lost Syria because of it. Now we have 5% of GDP, we hope, in theory, at least 2 or 3% are going to go to these NATO nations. So in that way, Russia has failed. Because they alerted their enemies. The subtle way they took portions of Georgia and kept it. They took Crimea and kept it. Parts of the Donbass and kept it. Now the invasion has alerted everyone. So it's no longer Trump sitting there saying, let's get rid of Nord Stream 2, and them saying, why? Why do that? It's good to have relations with Russia. Now everybody knows we can't do that.
Yeah. So it's going to be a tough road ahead. I mean, this is a hard deal to get a trilateral, to get a ceasefire. You saw the vicious attacks overnight. A lot of civilian casualties. I think they went after a U.S. Singaporean business in the West. look, at the end of the day, there's going to be tough negotiations, but it's important to have that united front with the president, with European leaders, and with President Zelensky.
Jen, what do you think the Russian economy is like right now?
I don't think it's pretty good.
How vulnerable?
Yeah, I mean,
we hear the double-digit inflation. We hear the value of the ruble. We understand trade is next to zero.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they are vulnerable. I think the sanctions hurt. I think we need to continue to use economic leverage against them to make sure that we can find an end to this war. And so that is a pressure point that's important, keeping them isolated economically, but talking with them to get to a point where we can actually come to an agreement.
In the 2022 bombing of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, I loved it personally. I don't think Merkel should have ever cut the deal with the former chancellor of Germany, has friends with Vladimir Putin. They cut this deal. They bypass Ukraine and have natural gas flowing right to, it's like a crack pipe, right to Germany. So the president said, get rid of Nord Stream 2. And they said, no. What about Nord Stream 1? No, we're leaving that. Well, then it blew up. So I think that worked to the West's advantage. But who are we finding out was behind that?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I think all of your questions kind of go back to the point that, look, Russia is an authoritarian nation. They are the aggressor. That's why we need to work with our allies, yeah, work with our partners to get to a deal to help Ukraine actually retain territorial integrity and to protect its people and its civilians. This war needs to end.
True. And by the way, they just said a Ukrainian man has been arrested in Italy, suspicion of doing that. I would give him a medal personally. But that's me. So for you personally, you've been through a lot lately. You're at West Point. You're teaching a class. You got this key position. And because in my view, I'm sure you're not going to confirm it, Laura Loomer, who's got weight, I don't know why she has any influence, decides that you're too much of a Joe Biden person to have this key position. What was the position, and how did you find out that you were no longer there?
Yeah, so just first off, unfortunate. I think it was a hastily made decision based on inaccurate information. You know, for me, it's not like how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up. You got to be resilient, and that's a message to the cadets. But this was the distinguished chair of the Department of Social Sciences at West Point. It was not a federal government position. It was an endowed fellowship to teach a national security seminar and to work with cadets. Look, you know, as background, I spent 25 years in uniform, retired lieutenant colonel. I went to West Point for 4 years, 2.5 years. I taught economics there. Look, West Point's a special place. You wrote about this with the Culper spy ring, right? West Point, strategically critical for its geography, but strategically critical for training and inspiring and educating, yeah, the next generation of warfighters, to include cyber warriors, to be leaders of character focused on duty, honor, and country. And that's what I spent my entire career doing, in a nonpartisan, non-political way, combat tours, battalion and to be clear, I have never criticized the president or any commander in chief, right? The president, as an American, we want the president to be successful. His success is America's success. And all I've ever wanted to do is be a patriot, not a partisan. So at the end of the day, I think this was an unfortunate decision that was made based on inaccurate information, but I will find other ways to lead and mentor.
I mean, the private contracts that you can make with your unique expertise in an area in which we can't get enough expertise in, that cybersecurity, is going to be great for you personally in your career, but it's probably bad for the country that you're not in this spot. Mm-hmm. And especially when you didn't have a chance to plead your case. How did you find out you were no longer there?
Yeah, I was called by the superintendent, who was directed, I believe, by the Secretary of the Army, and it was a legal order, obviously.
So
you know, and I don't know Secretary Driscoll. I've actually heard very positive things about him, but I don't know him. But your point is a really good one, because we're in such a unique moment in history. When I was a cadet, I saw the fall of the Berlin Wall. When I was an instructor there, it was the fall of the Twin Towers. Now we're at this incredible moment in history, right? And the class that I was going to teach was called Warrior X. It was all about how young leaders deal with this era of technological innovation and disruption, right? Autonomy, cyber, drones, powerful AI. And if you saw the AI action plan that the White House released, which I thought was really good, it talks specifically about defense leaders being able to leverage AI to fight and win the nation's wars. And the great irony is, I was going to ask Secretary Driscoll and other leaders of the current administration to come in as guest lecturers, because the cadets need to understand how our political leaders, how our policy leaders are grappling with these issues. So look, at the end of the day, unfortunate, didn't get to plead the case. I understand that these decisions get made, but I'll figure out a way to move forward.
Just correct the record. Laura Loomer, who I've never met, but I find it really disconcerting that she has any influence with the president. She's just a lightly regarded pundit. She says that you were part of the disinformation committee that never got off the ground with Nina Jankowicz, who famously sang that song. Were you part of that under Joe Biden?
I had nothing to do with Nina Jankowicz. I've never met Nina Jankowicz. I've never worked with Nina Jankowicz. I had nothing to do with the Disinformation Governance Board. Look, this comes from, I was the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, right? This was the agency that in 2020 declared the contentious presidential election that it was a secure election. I didn't join CISA until 2021. Our job was to work with secretaries of state all across the country. In fact, I had fantastic relationships with Republican secretaries of state to make sure they had what they needed to defend their election infrastructure. And Brian, I was very proud to be the person that certified the 2024 presidential election as safe and secure and free and fair. So at the end of the day, there was no, the accusations right. are around censorship. CISA never censored anything at any time. And to be honest, you know, as somebody who wore the uniform and fought in combat, as did Secretary Hegseth, as did Secretary Driscoll, as did the vice president, I've always said I may disagree with what you're saying, but I will fight for your right to say it.
Yeah. So I just think you got a raw deal. A country would have been better off if you were there, and especially when you find out that somebody doesn't know you and you didn't have a chance to plead your case and explain your background. A lot of times the president goes back and corrects things. Hopefully, Colonel, he'll correct this. Can I tap into your expertise for a second?
Matt, please.
On AI.
Yeah.
I was seeing this story last week that a group of American engineers went over to China and they were blown away. And they said, we might have lost this AI race already on energy. They have built up their energy to provide for AI, the AI energy that's necessary, and we're in the process of doing that. How real is the threat of not having the energy to push AI forward at the pace necessary?
Yeah, so the energy piece of this is incredibly important. But if I can just step back on the China piece first, because I think it's important to see the big picture. Because China, from a threat perspective, in particular right now, what they're doing is something the American people have to be aware of. We have seen China going after our telecommunication systems to spy and to steal our data. But the most serious threat that I've seen in my time as a cyber and intelligence person is China attempting, actually hackers from the People's Liberation Army, hacking into our most sensitive critical infrastructure. I'm talking water, power, transportation, communication, and not to spy, not to steal our data, but to be able to launch disruptive attacks in the event of a crisis in the Taiwan Strait. So we're talking mass disruption, everything
everywhere.
They're
nestled in there right now?
Absolutely. We found them. We eradicated them. But we thought what we found was the tip of the iceberg. And so China is actively holding our critical infrastructure at risk so that they can incite societal panic and deter our ability to marshal military might and citizen will. So we need, that is a right now problem. And frankly, it's why I welcome the fact that the administration has talked about being more aggressive in offensive cyber capabilities. I stood up the Army's first cyber battalion. I helped stand up U.S. Cyber Command. We have vast offensive cyber capabilities, and we do need to use them more effectively to be able to hold our adversaries at risk and to be able to impose costs. So I think it's just important to set the scene in terms of China as a cyber power.
Why was Michael Waltz using the Signal app? Because our communication's been compromised, correct?
Yeah, look, we actually, when I was the director of CISA, because of the major compromise against our telecommunications, we gave recommendations to use Signal. Now, obviously, you know, to be judicious about what information went on there, but that obviously was part of our guidance,
right?
Because you had to be concerned about this, these intrusions into our telecommunications. So that is a very serious issue. Now, on the AI side, you know, I do worry a lot about threats. Every bit of new technology, it's like the old saying goes, you invent the plane, you invent the plane crash, you invent the ship, you invent the shipwreck. But that's why American leadership is so important. And this goes back to the AI action plan, right? Pro-innovation, pro-competitive globally with our adversaries like China, but also it talked about cybersecurity, critical infrastructure security, secure by design systems, dealing with the chem bio threat. So I think if we actually implement that plan, we can stay ahead of our adversaries. We can tap into this power. We can make use of the energy so that we can stay ahead of China, but also we can mitigate those risks.
Wow. Lieutenant Colonel Easterly, hopefully this is just one of many appearances, especially on the network. Thanks for everything you've done, and hopefully the administration will be smart enough to bring you back, if you're willing. Lieutenant Colonel Jen Easterly, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Brian. Great to be with you.
Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-Site for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 12-year-old who ran into a burning building to save his baby brothers and his grandma in Virginia makes today's Dean's List. Ramir Parker was upstairs with his grandmother when he heard a crackling noise on the first floor, and then he saw the smoke coming from the basement. Ramir yelled fire to alert his grandmother and ran to rescue his brothers who were sleeping on the couch. He then scooped them up and got them outside to safety, running back to get his grandmother. In just an instant, flames overtook their home. Thankfully, everyone was safe and unharmed thanks to Ramir's calm, quick thinking, and his bravery. To recognize this incredible rescue, his community honored him with a special proclamation, and the fire department named him an honorary firefighter with the promise that he's got a job if he wants it when he turns 18. When Ramir was asked why he ran into the fire, he said the only thing that mattered to him is his family. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. We recently talked about hot summers and the importance of staying hydrated. But there's a wearable hydration monitor that could help prevent heat stroke. Researchers at the University of Texas Austin developing a non-invasive device that continuously measures hydration levels in real time and then transmits that info wirelessly to a smartphone. Study leader Professor Nanshu Liu says dehydration is a silent threat that affects millions of people every day. And the monitor empowers individuals to take proactive steps to stay healthy and perform at their best. Fox News Digital says the sensors use a method called bioimpedance, which sends a small, safe electrical current through the body via strategically placed electrodes. But like always, the best way to stay hydrated, be sure to drink plenty of fluids, especially during those summer scorchers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And if nothing else, we've called out the absurdity of the normalization of Donald Trump. I mean, you can't make it. I mean, when Fox is sitting there, so concerned about these tweets in all caps, they've missed the entire point, haven't they, of what we're pushing back and what we're doing. The fact that people are paying a little bit more attention. Maybe they should be attention what the President of the United States of America is modeling every single day.
That is so great that Governor Gavin Newsom is obsessed with Fox. And by the way, whether he's suing or not, I don't know if that was just a lark. But suing because instead of him showing his own personality and showing America what kind of leader he'd be and what he's been, because outside California, we fear nothing but bad things because we look at the results. Even though he looks the part, he's in Trump. But Trump's already won twice, right? He thinks he won three times. And whatever you do, you're not going to land on Trump. So you want to mock Trump. He doesn't bother him. They're still implementing these operations. He's still moving ahead with his agenda. And you're using your time. And I agree. I'm looking. He is gaining followers. But is he gaining supporters? People say, well, that's interesting. He's mocking Trump's tone. Trump's doing a lot. And I think people are going to look back at his administration and say, this is how you lead a country. Might not agree with everything he's doing, but man, he told you exactly what he wants to do, and he has the people that know what he wants and are looking to do it. So great, though, to meet Lieutenant Colonel Jen Easterly as well as Brett Baer this hour. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor.
President Trump continues to express frustration that Putin-Zelensky talks have yet to be scheduled. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton follows the story.
Several days after announcing he had begun making arrangements for Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky to meet, the president is unhappy with the pace of peace efforts.
I think over the next 2 weeks we're going to find out which way it's going to go, and I better be very happy.
On Friday, Russia's top diplomat made clear that Putin won't sit down with Zelensky until Ukraine agrees to certain concessions. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There's been a high-level military firing in the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired a general whose agency's initial intelligence assessment of damage to Iranian nuclear sites from U.S. strikes angered President Donald Trump. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The firing is the latest upheaval in the U.S. military and intelligence agencies and comes a few months after details of a preliminary assessment of the U.S. strike on Iran were leaked to the media. That assessment found that Iran's nuclear program had only been set back by a few months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A bus carrying a junior high school football team to a game crashed Saturday north of Pittsburgh, sending 21 of the 28 people on board to the hospital. 25 Aliquippa junior high students and three adults were headed to a game in nearby Gibsonia. Eric and Lyle Menendez have both been denied parole by a California board after decades of prison for killing their parents in 1989 in their Beverly Hills mansion. During 2 days of hearings, the brothers were questioned by panels of two commissioners and asked to speak with complete candor about the abuse they suffered. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
This comes under the category of being careful what you wish for.
As AI becomes a part of everyday life, its massive energy and water needs are coming more into focus. For example, simple AI queries require more than 20 times the energy of a Google search that doesn't use AI. Generating a 3-second video uses the same energy as turning on a light bulb for a year. But like it or not, the technology is likely here to stay. Keith Peters, Washington.
Flight attendants at both regional and legacy airlines say they're frustrated by what they call low wages and long-standing airline practices of not paying them during the boarding process. Air Canada attendants recently went on strike highlighting these issues, but in the U.S., flight attendants have found themselves locked in contract negotiations for years. A nearly century-old law in this country makes it very difficult for airline workers to legally go on strike. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says it's not surprising that another major corporation has decided to get out of California and into Tennessee.
In-N-Out Burger decides to relocate the headquarters, as their owners just announced recently, to Tennessee, a state that we've talked about for many years at ALEC, a state that's moved up in rich states, poor states, to number 2, second best for economic outlook, while California's perennially in the bottom 5.
Williams says it all traces back to California's excessive spending and high taxes, and that's no surprise that another major corporation, In-N-Out Burger, has decided to relocate its headquarters from California to Tennessee.
It's not a head-scratcher. This is a proof is in the pudding case in point, but yet another business leaving the former Golden State for better, more rational, common-sense public policy in a state like Tennessee.
He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, we're going to be joined by Mark Thiessen, who's just getting out of the shower. He wants me to buy him some time. And Scott Cochran's going to be here, West Alabama football head coach, author of Skull Session, Mastering the Mental Game in Sports, in Work, and in life. We thought that would be a great message today, because I always love sports too, by the way. Quick note, even though I'm in New York right now, I'm going to be in Dallas tomorrow night. It's going to be streamed on Fox Nation, 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 local time. And it's going to be history, liberty, and laughs. We're going to go through our history. We're going to talk about the Trump comeback. We're going to be able to take your questions and also talk about the two sports books I have. I kind of try to build off that. We also going to have Alan West is going to join us on stage. You're not going to believe what I have him doing, as well as the great Will Cain, probably without a shirt. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
The president obviously is recognizing this as going forward, knowing we could be in a much better place if Biden hadn't held back, one, the weapons themselves, initially, and then two, how to use those weapons.
And General Keane, as usual, is 100% right. Setback with Russia means Trump is ready to step up with Ukraine. My fingers are crossed. We bring you the latest.
Number two.
They better look out. I sent 32 letters to mayors, multiple letters to these governors. They say that we're trying to tell them how to do their jobs. Yeah, we're trying to tell them to keep America safe, and they need to keep America safe.
Yeah, if people don't know, do their jobs, they need to be told. That's what Pam Bondi's saying. Border shutdown, illegal immigrant crackdown. It's proof Donald Trump is delivering. But now it's time to, in my view, to accelerate for people coming here the right way. Green card holders doing it the right way. Maybe USB visas doing it the right way. How do you feel about that? Maybe Dems might play ball?
Number one.
One of the things we're going to be redoing is your parks. I'm very good at grass because I have a lot of golf courses all over the place. I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world. And we're going to be regressing all of your parks.
The President of the United States says, I'm going to make the place nice and I'm going to make it safe. I'm talking about D.C. The crackdown and beautification push is off to a smashing success. Why we should all hope this show is coming to a city near you. Let's bring in Mark Thiessen. He has another great column out called The Trump-Led Show of Support for Ukraine Puts Putin in a Bind. And he seems, through his foreign secretary, been changing the rules and some of the things he said since Alaska. Or did we misinterpret what he said leading up to Alaska and through? Mark Thiessen, you do not speak Russian, but you understand the Russians. Why are they changing demands?
Well, can you give me a minute? I'm still toweling off.
Okay. Should I buy some more time?
No. Look, Vladimir Putin came to, thought he was feeling on top of the world leaving Alaska. He thought he's back on the international stage, meeting with Donald Trump, you know, all the rest of it. And then Trump turns around a couple of days later and has this extraordinary meeting of all these European leaders with Zelensky, where they come together to offer the Ukraine security guarantees. It's absolutely clear Donald Trump supports not just in word but indeed the sovereignty and independence of Ukraine, and they come up with a great security package. And then he says to Putin, meet with Zelensky, And Zelensky, Putin's like, no. So now Trump is like, okay, now we know who the obstacle to peace is. So I think you're going to see some hammers coming down pretty quick on Vladimir Putin if he doesn't get back on the involved in the process and start making some concessions.
So Peggy Noonan writes, the meeting this week of major leaders of Europe and the president Zelensky and Trump was a historic 10 strike, more than is probably appreciated. Putin didn't want to see that meeting, that unity. It was brilliant to have them come to the White House. It underscored America's enduring convening power and was an admission of their calculation as to Trump's stature. France, Germany, Britain, Italy, Finland, and EU, and Zelensky pulled together. They want Ukraine saved and the war over. They don't know if Trump can handle Putin, but they badly want him to. So the mission and the images of that happening possibly set back Russia, Zelensky, trilateral. Do you agree?
Well, I think it's set back in the sense that it's exposing. Look, Putin has been tapping Trump along. He's enjoying the interaction. He's enjoying talking to him, but he doesn't want to make the concessions necessary for peace because he's not interested in peace. And Trump is trying to squeeze it. He understands that he's resistant. He understands that he wants all of Ukraine. He understands that he's not going to let him have all of Ukraine. And so Trump is trying to push him into making concessions and having an agreement. And he's resisting. And at some point, very soon, it's going to be either the rubber's going to meet the road, and he's either going to make the concessions or he's not. And he's got a very clear choice. He can continue the war, and he's going to have increased military assistance to Ukraine, not paid for by U.S. taxpayers, American weapons paid for by the Europeans. And Trump looks like he's going to do what he did against ISIS and let Zelensky take the gloves off and start hitting Russia. They just struck a U.S. factory in Ukraine that had nothing to do with war, and that there's going to be a price for that to be paid by Vladimir Putin. Trump doesn't allow you to do that kind of stuff to America, and so I wouldn't be surprised to see more attacks. Or he can come to the peace table and end the war and accept that Ukraine is going to be a sovereign nation and that he's never going to be able to invade again. Those are his choices, and he's trying to get out of them, but those are the choices he has.
Here's what Lavrov said yesterday, cut 16.
Our president has repeatedly said that he is ready to meet, including with Mr. Zelensky, with the understanding that all issues that require consideration at the highest level will be well worked out.
So he wants, this is what he called well worked out. He wants no Western troops on Ukraine soil. Surrender of the entire Donbas region, which includes areas they have not won yet. The report also claimed that Putin would agree to freeze the front lines where it currently stands in Kharkiv and Zaporizhia and relinquish some territory that had captured in Kharkiv and Sumy. Putin is demanding Ukraine give up all eastern Donbas, renounce ambitions to join NATO, remain neutral, and keep Western troops out of the country. So this is not close to what we thought. We thought they agreed to some type of international troop presence in exchange for keeping the money, the land they stole.
Yeah, so that's not going to work, and that's what the negotiations are about. But Putin doesn't get a say in what the security guarantees we offer Ukraine are. That's between the United States and Ukraine. And you know, the reality is, if he's insisting on no international troops, demilitarization of Ukraine, more territory, and all the rest, he's not going to get that. And it just proves that he's not willing to end the war. Trump said very clearly on Monday, he said, I don't want an agreement that's just going to last a couple of years. I want an agreement and then this whole thing starts up again. He wants an agreement and a settlement that ends this permanently. And so what that requires Ukraine is making lots of concessions. They're not going to pursue getting back Crimea. They're not going to pursue getting back this territory militarily, though they're not going to acknowledge that it's part of Russia. They're accepting the land. In exchange, they got to have protections to make sure that Putin doesn't just wait until Trump is gone and then reinvade. Putin invades whenever Trump is not president. That's the record, right? So when Trump's going to leave office in 3.5 years, and there's got to be some guarantees in there that make sure that Putin doesn't take advantage of that and start the whole war over again.
So how about that? And I'll just paraphrase the Truth Social post when he said, you know, Ukraine can't win. It's hard for Ukraine. It's impossible for Ukraine to win if they can't hit Moscow. If you have a great team with a great defense, but you don't have an offense, you can't win. And the president's saying what we've been saying all along. Joe Biden did enough for Ukraine not to lose, but made sure they didn't win. Here's what General Keane said about that, cut 20.
It wasn't until November of last year, during the election month, that Biden released that restriction because he knew the outcome. President Trump was coming into power. That's how restricted Ukraine has been, and they've always had a one arm tied behind their back. The president obviously is recognizing this as going forward, knowing we could be in a much better place if Biden hadn't held back, one, the weapons themselves initially, and then two, how to use those weapons.
And our whole Pentagon thought that Ukraine was going to last 4 days. And they were going to, remember, famously, they said to Zelensky, you want to ride out to safety so you don't have to steal a chopper like the guy in Afghanistan did. And he's like, what do you mean? I don't need a ride. I need weapons. And the fight's still going on 41 months later. That's how wrong our intelligence was and the Biden administration was.
So here's the thing. This war would have never started if Donald Trump was president. And under Joe Biden, it could have been over in months. If he had given Ukraine all the weapons he ended up giving them over 3 years, and if he had taken the restrictions off of their use of them and just done it when the Russians were – keep in mind, Russia controls about 19% of Ukraine right now. They controlled almost 30 in 2022. The Ukrainians drove them completely out of northern Ukraine. They pushed them back and took back all that territory. Where they had no restrictions on the Black Sea, they sunk half of the Black Sea fleet.
Without a navy.
Without a navy, using just sea drones, and to this day, the Russian Navy dares not go into Ukrainian territorial waters because they'll get their ships will be sunk. If we had done the same thing to them while they were retreating and just taken the gloves off, given them all these weapons, the war would have been won by now, and Trump wouldn't have had to inherit this mess. So Biden is responsible for the war beginning and the fact that it's still going on. He never wanted to win because he thought a victory for Ukraine would be destabilizing, because he was terrified of escalation. Donald Trump is not afraid of escalation. He knows nobody's going to chase him up the escalation ladder. So what he's saying with that tweet is, maybe what we do is we let Ukraine just, you know, bomb the hell out of Russia. Why not? And by the way, Donald Trump and Zelensky are the only two leaders in the world that have attacked Russia on its territory. Donald Trump launched a cyber attack on St. Petersburg, and everyone talks about, you know, election interference and all the stuff we've been having about the, you know, the troll farm and the election interference in 2016. In 2018, Donald Trump launched a cyber attack and took out the troll farm. So, you know, that's an act of war. So Donald Trump isn't afraid to hit Russia. He killed hundreds of Wagner fighters in Syria. He's not afraid of going toe-to-toe with Putin if Putin doesn't want peace.
So Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I would be worried if I was Putin.
Senator Richard Blumenthal went on CNN to make sure everybody knew that Trump's being played. Cut 23.
Do you think Trump made any inroads with Putin at that summit?
The reality is no, because just look at what he does, not what he says. He is indeed continuing to play for time. He's prolonging the fighting. He's closing in on Pripyat in Donetsk in Russia, but he's also continuing to keep those kidnapped 20,000 children. And I think it's time to hold him accountable as a terrorist state for those children.
Do you think, and of course he's using an opportunity to take a shot at the president as usual, but do you think the president puts out there, if they continue to put off the trilateral and have these crazy demands, do you think the president puts out there that sanctions are 5 days away, the Senate sanctions are 5 days away, 4 days away, 3 days away?
So Donald Trump was right to have that meeting and to look Putin in the eye and try and give him a chance. And he wants to end this war. He doesn't want to escalate the war. But if Putin gives him no choice, he'll escalate the war. So he's not being played. He's playing this out. He is giving Putin every chance to bring this to a final conclusion. And if Putin chooses war over peace, Trump's not going to be afraid of that. And it's very clear from the last week, you have the Washington summit and you have the Alaska summit. Who's the obstacle to peace right now? It's Russia.
And that's your point. You're making Putin step up or step back. And when he steps back, he'll reveal himself.
Put up or shut up. It's time to start making concessions and end this war. And if Putin's not willing to do that, then he's going to pay a price for it.
Do you agree that if Kyiv falls, this will be as bad for Trump as Afghanistan falling for, as Karl Rove said, as Afghanistan falling for Biden?
It would be, but Trump's not going to let that happen. Trump was a guy who armed the Ukrainians when the Obama Biden administration wouldn't. There's never been a scenario in which Donald Trump is going to allow Russia to take over all of Ukraine. That's just never been on the table, except in the delusional mind of the Trump derangement people. Trump was the toughest president on Russia since Ronald Reagan in his first term. And he's never going to allow Vladimir Putin to take over Ukraine. He just spent months negotiating a minerals deal to go into business with Ukraine. Right. Why on earth would he let Putin have it?
And how about the drone deal we just cut? They get Patriots and we get drones. Mark Thiessen, a fascinating time. It's going to be a big weekend. And like I said, we know exactly what the deal was, and we're seeing what Russia is now demanding. We can see them moving the goalposts. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much.
All right, take care.
All right, when we come back, your chance to, lines are jammed. 1-866-408-7669. I'll be able to get some calls in. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. No application fee if you apply by September 3rd. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night, too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A nonprofit called Kindness 911 is sweeping the nation with our men and women in blue, recognizing and celebrating small town heroes doing nice things. So if an officer spots someone doing something wonderful for someone else, like helping the elderly or brightening someone's day, they issue a kindness citation. With the help of social media, communities are seeing all sorts of sunshine spreading. Some of the stories out there include a grocery store worker who helped pay for someone's groceries, a coffee shop employee who greets customers every day with a smile, and a custodian who goes out of her way to take care of all the neglected plants around the school. Ed Richardson from the Spokane Police Police Department says he loves the program because it helps the department honor good people in the neighborhood. He says the uniform doesn't change who he is. He's always going to show compassion on the job. Well done, Kindness 911. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tony Hale and Darcy Carden of the new family adventure sketch about a young girl expressing her feelings through her drawings, which mysteriously come to life. The stars spoke about early memories of being encouraged to express themselves through creativity.
There was like a drawing competition for like a Say No to Drugs campaign or something, and I won out of the whole school. I was 9 years old, and they gave me $30.
In the 7th grade, I moved to Tallahassee, Florida. And so my parents were like, what do we do? And my friend Mimi had just joined this little theater, and I went, and I just immediately got the bug. And I was like, oh, I think these are my people.
The film speaks to both the kids and grown-ups in the audience, which was a big goal of theirs.
We wanted that shared family experience where the jokes are tight, it's mixed with these really kind of deep themes, but it's also a fun family adventure eye candy of a movie that the kids will love.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'd walk into a room with them with a foreign country, and the foreign country would give me everything because they said, oh no, they're going to get blown up because John Bolton's there. He's a not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out. I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
Do you expect the DOJ to brief you on this?
Yeah, they'll brief me. Probably today sometime.
And the war minister...
I don't want to. I tell Pam and I tell the group. I don't want to know about it. Just, you have to do what you have to do. I don't want to know about it. It's not necessary. I could know about it. I could be the one starting it. I'm actually the chief law enforcement officer. But I feel that it's better this way.
There you go. The President of the United States meeting before walking into a museum. He's definitely cracking down on what he thinks is anti-Americanism as we come up on year 250. And he's talking about the raid on John Bolton's house and his office. Sandra in New Jersey. Hey, Sandra.
Hey, Brian. Happy Friday. I'm so happy about, first of all, Letitia James. Like, that was like music to my ears to hear that. What goes around comes around. She neglected her duty to uphold the Constitution, excessive penalty violating the Eighth Amendment. She should be disbarred for this, maybe go to jail for mortgage fraud. So, like I said, what goes around comes around. And then I see today about John Bolton, another traitor. I mean, little by little, everyone's going to get their turn.
Richard in Long Island. Hey, Richard.
Good morning, Brian. Listen, thank you for being at your microphone at a time when a lot of other radio hosts are, delegating their shows to secondaries. Listen, we've had troops in Germany for 80 years, and it no longer makes sense for them to be so far west. They should be repositioned to Poland, to Romania, and even little Moldova, which is right on the Black Sea by Odessa. I think this is Trump's chance to make that move, maybe even as part of a guarantee package for Ukraine.
Well, I think looking at Ukraine, I think Romania is the staging point. We have built massive bases in Germany, so it kind of benefits us to be there. And now you're thinking like me, Richard. I see the threat. It's Russia. And the stronger we are, And the more formidable we are and determined we are, that's the best chance for peace. Backing up and saying don't be provocative doesn't work for the Russian mindset. So we agree on that. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
A
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The punter is on the field for LSU. Hangs it. Had an opportunity for Perkins back there at about the 21-yard line. LSU wins the BCS National Championship. Nick Saban coming across the field. Shake hands with Bob Stoops.
Just like that, we had a champion and a great moment for Scott Cochran. He is was the strength coach for that team. And Scott Cochran is now the West Alabama head football coach. And his journey there is truly noteworthy, and he's trying to spread what he's learned then and how he's been such an inspiration to so many. And his book is called Skull Session, Mastering the Mental Game in Sports, Work, and Life. Coach, welcome to Brian Kilmeade Show.
Man, thank you so much for having me on, baby. Fired up to be here.
Well, for a change. You're not really fired up that much in your life. I watched the special on you on ESPN. Truly amazing. First off, the pressure you put on yourself, how much did that have to do with the problem you had a little bit later with drinking?
Yeah, I think it's all encompassing, right? I think, it started off with migraines because I yell a lot, you know, and so the doctors, you know, gave me oxycodone and they said, hey, this is addictive. And at the time, you know, I'm a strength coach. I'm, you know, very successful. Everything's going great. And you're going to tell me I'm going to get addicted to a pill, right? So it's all encompassing. I think the stress, the yelling, all of it came in.
So the role of Nick Saban in your life?
Yes. I worked for him for 18 years. 18 years with Coach Saban, and man, what an honor and a privilege.
What did he see in you?
I think he saw somebody that cared about the players. I think he saw someone that could do exactly what he needed from a strength and conditioning and a mental development position.
And you produced for him. And for a team to be that successful, for a program to be that successful, everyone's got to work. But Scott, a lot of times strength coaches aren't football coaches. You're just strength. You could be a bodybuilder, whatever it is. You know strength, and you know what that sport needs. You're a football guy fundamentally, though, right? Who taught you the game?
JT Curtis, my high school coach. He's out of New Orleans, and he's probably one of the winningest. If he's not the winningest, he will be this season, high school coach in the country. But that's who I learned from. And obviously working for Coach Saban, that's really who I learned how to tweak and how to pay attention to the details.
So considering all the success you've had at different programs, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, West Alabama is not the biggest program, but it's probably the most perfect program for you. Why?
It's perfect because they understand that I'm a man in recovery, number one. And number two, the location. My babies were born in Tuscaloosa, and I'm an hour from Tuscaloosa. So for me, it's great because I get to be around players, and that's where I thrive.
You know, it's interesting, Scott, too, on another level. It's going to be pretty rare if these guys go pro. So you really have to have the student athlete. And that plays to your strength, right? And you're not going to have the prima donnas, no offense, that think they're bigger than the program. And if you yell at them, they're going to just transfer and going to go to the portal. You don't have that, do you?
No, I don't. This spring, I had zero guys transfer. And I was trying to create spots. And I was grateful for it, you know, because they bought in. They bought into the program. That's one thing that is really cool around here is that the players love football, and that's so much fun to coach.
But do you think the strength of Scott Cochran now is you have balance? Because I also heard balance is overrated to some people, that you have to have focus. But do you have more of a balance than the strength coach at Alabama and LSU? Do you have more of a balance now as head coach?
Yes, very much so. You know, through my job, through my addiction, my family, you know, took the brunt of it. They were what I call my hostages, you know. And now,
what would you do? You'd come home and be sullen, or would you?
I'd come home and be exhausted, or I'd have to get on the phone and talk to a player's mom or dad because the job just never ended. And I embraced it. I loved it, but I had no idea that my family, even though I was there, I really wasn't present for them.
So you wrote this book. It's about you, but you want to help other people. And not just people that took OxyContin and couldn't stop. What do you want to relay to somebody that never put on the eye black or the helmet, that could benefit from talking to you and reading this book?
Yeah, I think everyone is trying to have success in their field, right? They're just trying to take one step to be great. And through my recovery, through all the character development we have done at LSU, Alabama, and Georgia, we had this program, and it was called Skull Sessions. So if you're trying to take your organization to another level, to kind of give it that edge, it's a step-by-step process. And along the way, you get to hear cool stories, and you get to hear about my downfall and how I'm able to brush it off and come right back.
And that, and when people relate to you, you go, well, I had that story, but it was Wall Street. I had that story, but it was my own business. And my business failed, and, you know, I was destroyed. That was my self-esteem. So do they all fit to your skull session?
Yes, for sure. You can easily find a way, whether it's individually. I'm just better with organizations and teams. So if you're, you know, a CEO and you're trying to get your company to take that next step, here's a simple plan that we used. And it's simple things like how to write your goals. Everybody has a plan and what they do to write their goals, but normally they write their goals down and they never see their goals again, right? So now we have a plan. We're going to put these goals on paper, on a mirror, on a post-it,
right,
on your mirror, and you get to look at that every morning, every night, and I might be coming that.
And what people say too, if you want to reach that goal, ask your question, why? You want to be rich, why? Are you trying to prove something to somebody? Well, that's not going to work because when you get there, you're not going to feel satisfied. So why do you want to be my middle linebacker? I watched the Jerry Jones documentary, and yeah, he was captain of his football team, but he said that, you know, he was not the best player, knew he wasn't going to be pro. You know what his senior thesis was? How to own a football team and then how to market a football team. And even though he was drilling oil in the back of his head, he wanted to own a football team. That's the type of things that you get from Skull Sessions, right?
Yes, sir. Exactly right. You know, and it's that little step. And the cool part is it's the same way in recovery. You know, when you're down and out and you're trying to figure out how do I get out of this hole, this pit that I've dug for myself? Because at the end of the day, you have no one to blame. So it's a very similar parallel. How do I write my goals? How do I talk to myself? Right. What am I saying to myself?
So, Scott, here's the other thing. If winning is everything, you're telling a story that you hit bottom. So you're showing vulnerability. For a long time, I imagine Scott Cochran thought vulnerability was weakness. I better not show players any of that. How tough was that move?
That was, you know, it was very freeing, you know, to be able to surrender and say, you know what, I can't do this by myself was really cool to see how many people jumped in the boat instead of kicking the boat to the side. They jumped in and they were like, okay, how can I help you? How can I help you? And it's amazing when you ask friends, when you ask family for help, how they respond. You know, because it's the last thing you would ever think to do. I got this. I can handle it. I'm the guy that helps everybody. And then you ask for help yourself, and then all of a sudden, an army shows up, you know?
And that's great. And you can tell the other kids, you never know what people are going through. Did you find that most of the people were shocked? You mentioned Nick Saban was shocked, right? Yes. Were most people shocked outside your family?
Yeah, my wife was completely shocked. Had no idea. She knew I struggled really bad with migraines, but she also trusted the doctor that I went to. Little did she know that I stopped going to that doctor and found one that would write me different scripts. But she knew I had pain, but she had no idea that I had taken it to the level that I took it until I overdosed. And she found me overdosed.
And lastly, Scott Cochran, how's the team going to be this year?
Man, I hope we're going to be good. That's the coolest thing about football is you always find out.
Right.
You find out if it works or if it doesn't.
Yes, and you hope it does, and I feel like you're going into it with that feeling of optimism. Scott Cochran, thanks so much. Congratulations on Skull Session and your life. Strength. Yeah. You're the strength and conditioning coach, but now head coach over two decades. And the book is called Mastering the Mental Game in Sports, Work, and Life. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Back in a moment.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We got here because the President of the United States is struggling. We got here because the President of the United States is one of the most unpopular presidents in U.S. history. We got here because he recognizes that he will lose the election. Congress will go back into the hands of the Democratic Party next November. Can't win by playing by traditional sets of rules. He plays by no rules. I remind you all the time, it's not the rule of law, it's the rule of Don.
That's true, rule of Don. I'll agree with that last sentence. He's got 47% approval rating. He's up 5 points in a week. He's got the border shut down. He's running down illegal immigrant criminals. He's got, I don't know, law and order in D.C. He pretty much got the big, beautiful bill, which is his entire domestic agenda, passed right away. That includes a lot more defense spending, ICE spending. He's engaging with the problems that was left behind by the previous administration. He just took out Iran's nuclear program. The question is for how long, and I think they'll be equipped to handle it. Will the next guy or woman? So, Gavin Newsom, the premise of why the president's gerrymandering is wrong. What he's trying to do is buck tradition. Outside George W. Bush after the 9/11 attacks when he held the House and Senate, and increased his advantage because you're in a war. It's going to be tough for President Trump to be the party in power, to stay in power through the midterms. So he said, look, this 2020 census was an abomination. Blame it on the pandemic. Blame it on the president. I don't know. I also don't think illegal immigrants should count. Why? Because clearly it's been exposed that Joe Biden's plan was to flood illegal immigrants into battleground states. Why would that be? Because they'll be counted in the census. And in the census, you get seats by that census. So, in other words, if you can get them into left-wing states like and cities like New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, you have a better chance of getting more congressmen and women in there. And then you have massive gerrymandering. There are no Republican seats, but 36% of the vote in Massachusetts. You've seen all the maps, the ridiculous maps in Illinois. It's comically stupid and gerrymandered. So they've maxed out. Now, the president said in Texas, why is it I get 60% of the vote and there's so many Democratic seats? Let's re-gerrymander. And he did. He did it. And they're allowed. Constitutionally, California is not. They have to pass a referendum. And they did. And now there's going to be a special vote of a cost of $200 million. $200 million in a state buried in debt that insists on giving education and free health care to legal immigrants. That's that state. It's between $202 and $250 million. The governor could not find the money for Proposition 56, would have made crime illegal again in California. They were allowed to crack down and passed by nearly 70% of the vote. But he said, I really can't find the financing for law enforcement and increase the jail size in order to arrest and detain criminals. The governor says this is a temporary measure, but from almost everybody's experience, it'll stay. So there's a bunch of really good Kevin Kiley, Daryl Issa, Republicans, formerly Kevin McCarthy, out in California, and they're going to push back. Now, Indiana is being pushed by Mike Braun's being pushed. He's good friends with the president. Your governor, go ahead and gerrymander. So that's the way it is. But what Gavin Newsom's trying to do is saying he's a hero here. They've raised a lot of money. They raised $6.2 million. Obama raised $1 million. And this is what he's doing. Matt Bennett worked for Bill Clinton as his own private consulting firm, Cut 31.
Democrats were loving watching Gavin Newsom taunting Donald Trump. Somebody is fighting back at long last, and he actually has agency to actually do something. The ability to try to fight back against the Texas redistricting scheme. This wouldn't be happening if Trump hadn't started it first, hadn't done the thing in Texas and trying to do it in Indiana and elsewhere. So I think Democrats are united in their belief that while we didn't want this fight, Newsom is right to be fighting it.
To further gerrymander your state has already been gerrymandered. And then you try to trump an independent organization that the people of California already voted for, where in Texas, they're allowed to go in. They pass a quorum, they have a vote, they redistrict. Tony in Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure they're going to end up on the losing side of things. Tony in Wisconsin. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how are you doing,
Bob? Good. What's on your mind?
I'm really worried about the way these things are going. We do need to clean things up, and we need to do some investigating.
On what?
But we need to stop at a certain point because we don't need to tear down the institutions that we're trying to protect.
What institution concerns you?
Well, in the judicial system, we're going after the prosecutors, and I'm afraid that people are starting to lose faith in the judicial system. If they can't trust the judges, then how are they going to trust the people in power, you know? They're starting to lose faith in the system altogether. We have to be very careful. We had to tread lightly, lest we tear down the system that we have faith in.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely go through the system. No one's saying ignore the courts. In fact, the president's got to deal with a lot of terrible decisions. You've seen it. You saw one turned over. Thanks so much for the call, Tony. We all want to make sure institutions, not just your political party or your candidate, is successful. But yesterday, the president got a major victory, and we all knew it. When Letitia James sued Donald Trump civilly, saying that they didn't tell the truth to get loans that banks gave and Trump paid back, they just decided that the agenda was to destroy Donald Trump, and the attorney general made no bones about it. She flat out said it. Her goal was to stop Trump. Well, yesterday they said, well, Trump might have done some things wrong here, but he should not have been fined $500 million. In fact, one judge said this is pure lawfare in different words. So this, to me, is a huge, huge setback and another body blow to these Democratic politically run judgeships, attorney generals, who think they can just bully a guy like Donald Trump because he's in the Republican Party. And we saw Biden go after him with lawfare. We saw Letitia James. We saw Fannie Willis go up in flames. Here's George Grasso, a retired New York City judge on MSNBC, Cut 34.
When this mess, thinking as a lawyer and as a judge, I would describe this decision as like a bit of a legal train wreck for the Court of Appeals to try and figure out. And it's, in my mind, a real big open question if even the underlying part of the case in terms of the finding of fraud against Trump and his family, that even that will survive the Court of Appeals.
It's only going to get better for him. Right now, they said to the Trump family, you can't run your company for 2 years, and for Donald Trump for 3 years. I think they're pretty much running. They also gave him a monitor. Evidently, they were friends with the monitor. The Trumps don't like to talk about it. Who would? But they all said just held to the, didn't complain, kept fighting, and now they are winning after winning after winning. Yeah, and they were deep bank, too. Don't forget, I want to see you tomorrow night. I want to see you tomorrow night in Dallas, Texas. History, Liberty, and Left. Streamed on Fox Nation. But if you're in the area, you're required to come. You will have a great time. We're going to look back at great moments in American history. And most of all, you'll have a memorable night. BrianKilmeade.com.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. No application fee if you apply by September 3rd. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.